you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Peanut butter jelly. 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 Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
As we continue our series on Drive Time Radio in the morning, we're about to show you a morning show team that has no problem saying whatever they want about anybody. Trust me. Kevin and Bean have been doing that, just that, for more than a decade. What are you laughing at me for?
You know they're huge fans of
us. I know, surely. Yeah, they are. For more than a decade on KROQ 106.7.
Seriously? How lame was that?
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue.
That guy was a doofus.
I like Kevin and Bean. I think they're funny. I think they are a kick. I think they're a lark. I know that they've mentioned me from time to time on the show, and I love it.
And now.
Good evening, everybody. It's now 5:30.
And you're Paul Moyer.
That's right.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning. Spring is here. I hunt for you. I find you. Ha-ha! You are my pretty Eastern lover. We find chocolates and make love together.
I'm not sure that make love at Easter time is the song that really is going to inspire the kids.
What kind of gayness is that?
Yes, you are my favorite Eastie's too.
I think maybe that's enough of that.
Wow.
What is that?
Wow.
Make love to Easter. I don't have any idea what that's about.
What the hell?
Well, at least they grasp the full meaning of Easter.
Well, that is the meaning of Easter. Let's not get it wrong, but it's just the quality of it is all I'm saying.
I think Jesus would be delighted. I think he would be pleased with that tribute to his
Absolutely.
Big day.
He wasn't showing up in toast someplace in Michigan. Probably even would know about it. 5:32. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, and it is the 5th. Of Aprilingus.
Indeed.
Freaking nice. Lakers. You know what I mean? Freaking Lakers.
I heard good things about the Lakers last night, no?
Well, if you're against the Lakers, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't see the game. I just saw one of Psycho Mike's emails where he said F you Dave, and I thought that was because the Lakers won and he was trying to rub it in.
No, I was saying F you Dave because it was a preemptive strike because I know it's going to be hardcore for Kevin and I here this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
That was a very angry F you Dave because you don't ever want him to play head to head and have the other team win. But see, that's the confidence the Lakers play with. They know that they're going to be fine, so they go ahead and give a little something to the Clippers.
Sure.
I think that's nice of them. Big of them. Yeah, very nice. Don't need you. Don't need you. Wearing his red Clipper Nation shirt. Don't need you or your red Clipper Nation shirt.
Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, were you and Kristen Bell on the phone all last night during the game? Were you guys watching and calling each other going, oh, can you believe it?
Well, you know, she's on a plane to Hawaii, so I was texting her, and she was texting me back.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. That didn't happen, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
I wish, you know.
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
Come on.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah.
The Lakers suck, and we know that.
Yeah.
We're playoff bound, and that's a fact.
Yeah. Tell them who they are.
Elton Brand. He cleans the boards, cause he's the man.
Uh-huh.
Cadino Mobley cuts through the lane.
Uh-huh.
Sam Cassell has a poster game.
Uh-huh.
Tell who the fans.
Stoney Jack got Malcolm in the middle. Stoney Jack got Michael Clark Duncan. Stoney Jack got Penny Marshall. Stoney Jack got Dancing Daryl. Stoney Jack got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico. You know, I'm tired of Kevin and being a psycho Mike not giving the Clippers their props. With a team that also has Maggette, Thomas, Ross, Livingston, and Kamen, it's over. You know who's the best in the West. There ain't no Warriors. There ain't no trails blazing. The Lakers are drying up. The Suns are setting. Clipper Nation number one. 2006, you know they're going all the way. King of Mexico, and I'm out.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Okay, that's fine.
I would like to say, and again, I'm a huge Laker fan. Lakers in 7th place. Clippers in 8th place.
Lakers actually holding on 6 still, right?
Oh, they're 6 now?
They're holding on 6 by a half game over the Nuggets and a game and a half over the Clippers.
But I don't know that any of us should be claiming we're number 1.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're number 6. We're number 6.
We're trying desperately just to hold on and just sneak into the playoffs.
Number 8, hell yeah! But Kevin, you know, they're only a game and a half behind the Lakers, so right. If you want, I'll just take half the credits right now if you want to give them to me before they pass.
Double
them.
Or nothing, bitch.
No.
Well, you got to remember also, Lakers Clippers meet up again
next
the end
in
of
2 weeks.
Season. So
in
maybe,
2 weeks, yeah.
Maybe
on that game we're gonna have to have some. Well, it depends on how it all shakes out before then. But if it comes down to that game,
it might. It's gonna be very close. It's gonna be a fun stretch for these last.
I'm
games.
In love with the Clippers.
All right, with this already.
I'm in love with the Clippers.
Cause every man's team got a playoff berth. Pump the Lakers too. That's what Sam Cassell's work. You see, I love the Clippers. The safety shows me love. Ice cream and popcorn free when I hit safety's club. He don't even trip, but corn dog might flip. He's Kobe's guy. I must admit, I'm in love with the Clippers.
Even me.
The microphone like a pole. I'm in love with the Clippers.
All right, you're in love with the Clippers.
That was the number 2 Clipper song.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Petros, how are you feeling about the Clippers' chances? They're going to make it into the playoffs?
That's the team of the people. The Lakers are some punk bitches.
That's pretty accurate.
Petros, would you mind leaving the microphone not soaking wet? When you?
I've got a chamois in my pocket, you
dude. All right, thank you.
Hey, real quick, before you tell us about today's Kevin Bean Show, and I'm sure it's going to be outstanding. I want to say a big shout-out to K-Rock listener Pook, who calls us, who emails us yesterday. Pook is the emailer. Pook does not have to be up doesn't have to be at work till 7:30, but it doesn't have to get up till 5:30, but gets up at 5 to start listening to our show when it comes on at 5.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hardcore yet retarded, Pook, but we appreciate it anyway. Wanted to let you know we got your email and we appreciate that you're listening to us at this time every day, because at this time of day you don't imagine anybody's up and out, you know,
especially on purpose
be.
At this time of day, yeah,
exactly. But way to go, Pook.
Words I never thought I'd say. David, you can leave now. You don't have to stay here. Stupid grin on his face.
I just want you to see the Clipper Nation.
Yeah, we're
shirt.
Done with you. Go ahead and get on out.
I want to ask you a question, Dave. In your song, you're naming off Clipper fans. Does it not worry you that, like, 3 in, you're down to Dave, the King of Mexico?
And by the way, which he gives credit to 4 times in a row.
After Malcolm in the Middle and Michael Clark Duncan.
That's just to cut time. Keep that. You know, the song would have been 8 minutes long if I just kept listing off celebrities.
Yeah. All the other big name stars, like Rudy. Yeah.
Although you should go back and put in Kristen Bell.
Oh, no, that's in the next one, you know.
The next one?
Yes.
There's going to be another song?
Oh, yeah. The playoff one. You know, the playoff song.
Can you give us a hint of what that's going to be about?
Nope.
Dave's been promising us since he made this one that he was going to make another one. And then it looked like they weren't going to make the playoffs, so he was like, well, we're moping around here. And now, like, they had a pretty good run, so it looks like they're heading for the playoffs, and now he's all excited again.
It's the playoff run. It's the playoff run.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Okay, that's enough.
You can, I see the phone. Someone call the phone. Because Dave needs to go.
Damn, right. Is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's wintertime? So anyways.
Okay, go work on your broadcasting skills, Dave. We'll see you later.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Don't even tell me Hillary Swank's going to be on today. Because I believed you yesterday.
Well, yesterday I was lying, though. Today,
but
it's true.
Today she's really going to be.
That's the difference. Yesterday we just flat out lied.
All right.
Hillary Swank is coming up just after 6 o'clock this morning, talking about the reaping.
Okay.
Which looks a little scary.
It looks way scary.
I love all that, looking into miracle type movies.
The biblical.
Yeah, because there's,
stuff.
I know most of it's bogus, and I know most of it people make up or whatever, but there is just that, there's that tiny amount of stuff that you just go, what the hell?
You should get a job like Hillary Swank's character in The Reaping. Her job is a professional debunker. That's what she does.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, in addition to liking to see it in a movie, that's an actual job that you can have.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm qualified necessarily.
Generally, these priests, aren't they?
So, dude, what's going on? I got this toast and it has the Virgin Mary. All right.
Nope.
Miracle.
Nope, it's bogus, man.
That's
sorry.
Bogus.
Okay, next.
I'm Nick. I'm going home. Also on today's show, bad jobs. bad jobs. Everybody has a bad job, or you hate your job, but there's some that are worse than most.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a phone call from somebody on Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, and it was a girl who was, her job was to go to a hair salon and pick out head lice.
Yeah.
And that's bad enough. I mean, I can't imagine you wouldn't spend every off minute looking for another job. But well, she loved it.
And how long had she been doing it? Do you remember?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. You'd think that after the first week, like Kevin says, you'd think, okay, tried it and needed a paycheck, but now have to move on and do something else.
She it's found not, her calling.
It's not possible. That's anyone's calling, or she loved it. She had to be lying, didn't she?
No, I believed her 100%.
Maybe she really likes kids. You know, maybe that's what it is. But well, it seems then, like there are other jobs that don't involve lice that you could hang out with kids.
A lot of jobs with kids that you don't have to pick out lice
she
out of.
Really likes kids.
Hey! Maybe she really likes lice.
She really hates lice.
Hates lice, okay.
It's a great combination.
Well, I call BS on this. It's just not, you look at some stories and you just say, no, it goes against everything I could have ever seen.
Do you imagine there are people who like working at the morgue?
Hey, I'm amazed at how many dental assistants there are. I mean, there's a line out the door for people to be dental assistants. That seems like a horrible job, but I talk to mine, you know, and they love it. They've been doing it for years and I think it's great.
Yeah, that seems like a bad job too.
Yeah, it seems like a bad job. I mean, it's just different strokes, ..
But head lice, ..
I mean, come on, I'm with you.
Seriously. Also on today's show, we have comedian Kevin Nealon. He's going to be here. He's got some improv stand-up. He'll be here in the 7 o'clock hour.
Great.
We, of course, need to talk to Keith Richards.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
The Rolling Stones. Snorting his dad. Then he comes out and says, no, he was just joking. I guess it was his PR guy. He was just joking.
Sure he was.
Which that Keith translates, Richards, by the way, means, of course he did it.
Yeah, that Keith Richards, by the way, every other day he's out there with something so funny. He's got a sense of humor like nobody. So we'll get to that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. LaQuisha will take a look at the Pussycat Dolls coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. And we're still giving away tickets to Muse and the Killers. When you listen to either one of their songs, be caller 20, and you will get to see them in concert. It is 5:42. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Thursday morning, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what the hell is going on?
Well, I told you about Chris Rock's story, right? Apparently he met a girl in the late 90s named Callie Bowyer. And she was in college. He was performing stand-up at the time. And the two of them got together. And Callie claims Chris fathered her her son.
Right.
And she was also bitching about the fact that the kid is sick. He has some issues with seizures. And she cannot give the proper medical history to her team of doctors because Chris Rock will not acknowledge paternity of this child. Yeah. So now she's currently suing him.
Jeez, what a bitch.
To establish paternity, and also she would like some child support and help with the medical coverage. She said she's not suing for $1 million. She just wants a DNA test to establish paternity, to make it legal, to get some medical coverage for the kid, and maybe a little child support. But she doesn't want any money for herself, according to the New York
Daily News. Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, New York Daily News says Chris Rock has agreed.
Oh, is that right?
To take a DNA test to determine whether the father of the he's the father of the 13-year-old boy or not. So it looks like the whole thing will be cleared up. And it's,
women deserve to die. They all deserve a bullet in their head.
Oh, Doc, stop it. What's wrong with you?
Come on,
ridiculous.
Doc.
Jeez. Man.
That quote, by the way, that Doc read on the news yesterday was from legendary music producer Phil Spector.
He's good for him this time.
According to a witness in the case, said he overheard Phil saying that at a party, a Hollywood party, where he went on a rant about how unhappy he was with women. And how, as Doc said there, they all deserve a bullet in their effing heads.
Women deserve to die. They all deserve a bullet in their head.
However, what you may not have heard of the story is the party was a holiday party held at Joan Rivers' house.
Well, he should have started there.
When you put it in that context, you can see why he hates women.
How do you blame
given
him?
Given the situation, listening to her, I would say the same exact thing. I wouldn't mean it about all women, but that one woman in particular, she could drive you to feel that way.
Yeah. You felt that way on many occasions.
That's the one he should have shot.
That's what I'm saying. Should have started
not
that night.
Not this Lana Clarkson broad.
Yeah, exactly. This is Bean speaking, and you know I've long had a dream of being on a on a jury. And this is the jury I want to be on, the Phil Spector case. That's the one I wish
yeah.
I could be on.
Wouldn't that
would
be fascinating? Awesome.
I just want to do Phil Spector hair coverage for E. That's all
I know. He's unbelievable.
Every
the worst
day
wig ever.
In with a new hair study.
He's the Sanjaya of the people up for murder.
Yes, he is indeed.
I don't understand why they say that case is going to take 3 months, though. It's a girl he met that night, took her back to the house, and then she ended up dead. I mean, how could that be a 3 month trial?
You don't know, man. You don't know what happened.
Were you there?
You established the facts.
I'm just saying.
Presumed innocent, mother effer.
I am presuming innocent. Believe me. I want to get on the jury. I want to hear the dirt on this guy.
In this case, you're presumed innocent until you say,
women deserve to die. They all deserve a bullet in their head.
And then you just get sent away.
Look, if I went to jail every time I said that,
you've never said that.
I'd be doing consecutive life sentences. That's all.
Well, I can't wait for that trial. I think it starts like next week or something.
Looks like it may finally be really, really, really over for Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, if you believe Star Magazine. The latest figure they're giving in the divorce split is not the $1 million, as was widely reported.
Less?
More.
Oh.
Star Magazine claims Federline will cash out for the tune of $13
million. Oh, no.
Now, they're claiming to have some inside information on the actual last meeting of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. They claim that before signing the papers, Britney sadly, reportedly asked Kevin if he was sure if this is what he wanted.
Oh.
As if some last-ditch attempt to reconcile before it was all over. Reportedly, Kevin responded, yeah. This comes on the heels of a tabloid claim that she thought maybe the two would reunite after her treatment in rehab was finished, and that maybe Kevin led her to believe that in order to help her get through the process. Apparently, she told him after it was all over that the marriage was one of the biggest mistakes she's ever made in her life. But, and I quote, thank you for my babies. And then, wait for it, I'm not kidding, this is from the report, the two shared a smoke together. Oh, that's touching.
Want a smoke?
Yeah.
Got one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them, kids.
$13 million is ridiculous.
Hey, look, I'm with you.
Pass.
I don't have any control over it. Here's a celebrity sex tape I can finally get behind.
Yes.
PerezHilton.com.
No, I don't want to see that.
No, not him.
Oh.
The entertainment gossip website says that MTV reality star Lauren Conrad has a sex tape with her former boyfriend Jason Waller, which is about to hit the internet.
Let's put that out.
Source claims that Waller, who's been arrested 3 times over the last year, is trying to sell the tape before he goes to jail to make himself a little money before he goes into the hooscow, as we used to call it back in the day.
You called it that?
No.
Never did.
But somebody did. Lindsay Lohan and Hillary Duff apparently have made up. They had a notorious chick fight in 2004 over teen heartthrob Aaron Carter. Well, apparently the two of them were spotted dancing the night away at a nightclub last weekend. Apparently, Lindsay says that she would like to move forward with her career now that she's got out of rehab. And her dream role would be to play Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think of Princess Diana, when I think of class and style and helping other people, I think Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay said she'd also like to start doing some charity work and maybe visit some orphanages.
Oh, no!
In between table dances.
No.
So, good luck.
No.
You think you want to be famous?
No.
No.
That doesn't help my story.
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, you may be,
the best.
You may be mistaken. You may not want to be famous, boys.
Why not, Ralph?
Still set up.
Play along.
Does she have to be here?
Yeah, I think.
Sir Paul McCartney was relaxing in his house last week when a middle-aged dude barreled past security, driving dangerously fast in his car, reportedly screaming out the window, "I must get to him."
Oh,
man.
Apparently, they were able to activate an emergency security gate, and the man drove around it through fields and bushes until he stopped the defense just yards from the house, only to take off again. Apparently, the police showed up, and he was detained after a 3-mile chase.
Oh, my God.
He was arrested and detained under the Mental Health Act at the UK there. But here's the thing. If it's an emergency security gate, and you can drive around it through some bushes, you need to reassess your security plan.
Maybe better security.
That's all I'm saying.
They need one of those invisible fences that they have on Lost.
Don't get me effing started with your Lost.
You don't watch the Lost anymore. You have nothing to say about it anymore.
I did not watch, but I watched a clip on the internet.
It's not the same, dude.
Of the invisible fence stopping the smoke monster. And I said, this show is officially BS now.
It does seem like smoke could go over an invisible fence. I kind of have the same thought.
No, people can climb over the invisible fence, but smoke stops, gets scared, and runs away. Because smoke scares easy.
Hey, you don't know. Have you ever met smoke?
We don't know what smoke is, right?
Right. But, guys, is there any circumstance under which smoke can't go over a fence?
But we're saying on the island.
The smoke doesn't know, Bean.
On the island, it's not just smoke.
Yeah. I've seen it tower a story high, that monster. I've seen it rise up over Mr. Echo and come slamming down on his ass. But it can only get about 3 feet off the ground when it confronts the fence.
Yeah, that does seem like a little bit of a lapse in logic, too, I thought.
Maybe it went back and its dad and mom smoke said, did you go over the wall?
What did we teach you about the fence? Oh, you're such a disappointment to your mother, smoke, and I.
Effing lost. And if you want to make some money on Dancing with the Stars, which is the only possible way I could see watching that show, new odds have been released on the internet today. Right. Layla Ali and Joey Fatone apparently are the favorites.
Yep, they are.
Fatone.
Oh, huh?
Yeah.
9-4, they're going off this morning. Ian Ziering is going off at 7-2. Heather Mills at 4-1 to win the whole thing. Hmm. She's third.
Really?
Yep.
She's shockingly good.
You're watching
the
show, aren't you?
You're
watching
the
show. She's watching every minute.
To do the last dance because you got to jump up and down a lot. So she got a leg that bounces.
See, that doesn't seem fair. She can just swap out legs.
$6 million woman there.
John Ratzenberger can't get a new leg and go out there dancing.
He needs two new legs.
He needs everything below the waist again.
It's not fair. Apollo Ono is 6-1. Clyde the Glide Drexler going off at 22-1 is still ahead of Billy Ray Cyrus at 25-1, Lisa Gibbons at 33-1, and John Ratzenberger at 50-1. There's your long shot. You want to make some money. Yeah, Clyde Drexler, by the way, has like no knees.
Yeah.
And he's still going off.
How old is that dude, by the way, Clyde Drexler?
79.
No. He looks 79. I wonder how old he really is.
Look, NBA players, their bodies take a beating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's a little creaky when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
Just want to give you a heads up tonight on the TV. Jimmy Kimmel. Not familiar with the guy, but apparently he's got a show on ABC. Mm-hmm. He's going to have Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez on.
Oh, very cool.
Wow.
So if you're excited about the Groundhouse movie, you might want to check those two boys out talking about their film tonight. Speaking of films, I know I'm running out of time here, but went to see the premiere of Disturbia last night.
Oh, tell me that's good.
With Shia LaBeouf.
That looks good.
He's good.
Oh, boy, is this a great movie.
It's a guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it as we get closer. I think it opens up not this weekend, but next.
Excellent.
Oh, man, this is one of those thrillers, talk about the edge of your seat kind of deals. Just grabs you by the throat and doesn't let you go for about an
Fantastic.
Hour and a half. Really, really outstanding. And it's got one of my favorite actors in the world in it, David Morse.
Oh, yeah,
he's the best.
David Morse, you'd know him probably, Kevin, if you saw him. He's been around forever. He was on St. Elsewhere years ago. Most recently, he was did an arc on House, where he played the detective that was trying to bust him. For drug use and for possession.
The cop that hated him?
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
You don't watch House?
I watched like every other episode or something. I don't remember seeing him.
He was on for like six
I don't remember seconds. Seeing him. What do you want from me?
Big tall guy, gray hair.
All right, I recognize him now.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he's the antagonist in this film, and I'm just telling you, it's just outstanding. I think we might have Shia on next week sometime
Can't
to
wait.
Talk about it.
She's very attractive.
It's a heat.
Gilligan.
Oh, sorry.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Pharrell Williams, Skateboard P. They call him?
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently he's very...
skateboardish?
He loves... He's been responsible for bringing skateboarding to the youth of the African-American culture.
Fantastic.
Oh.
So there you go. Also runs BBC clothing. He is 34 years old today. And Mitch Pileggi, our old pal from The X-Files, played Walter Skinner on that show for many years. And hopefully he'll be in the new X-Files movie that they're working on right now. He's 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I guess I'm just confused, Kevin, because I see the commercials for The Reaping, and it looks really scary. You know, the rivers turn to blood, and then Hilary Swank says,
you ready to get this party going on?
And I just... I don't think that doesn't seem appropriate, is all I've said.
I don't think that's in the same movie.
Yeah, I think you're confused.
Oh, maybe I'm confused about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we love the scary movies. This one looks particularly so. We're very excited to welcome back to the program one of our favorites, Hilary Swank, on the line with us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Hilary, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Well, we're talking about The Reaping, and I have a particular affection for the movies that have the biblical plagues in them because they seem so big that we, 21st century people can't really get our heads around some of the stuff that allegedly happened back then. It must have been like so bizarre every day to go in and have to deal with a different plague when you were making this movie.
It was, but it was also a lot of fun. This is a really fun, scary movie, and it was interesting sometimes going to work and having to work with thousands of locusts and flies and dead livestock.
That doesn't sound interesting at all, Hillary.
It does seem like there have got to be days where you're working on a movie like that. I mean, you've got your choice of great scripts and all that you're probably thinking, I could be wearing a pretty dress and diamonds right now and sitting on a couch doing dialogue.
That's not really the kind of movie she picks very often.
Dress and diamond saying dialogue. That's really funny.
Yeah. Well,
I never thought about doing a scene like that, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of different things I can do, and that's exactly why I wanted to do the Reed thing. I wanted to mix it up. I wanted to do something completely different than I'd done before. It came right off the heels of Million Dollar Baby, which, as you know, is very dramatic. And
right.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do something different.
You play a former Christian missionary who is a renowned world expert now, and you're trying to, I guess there's a small town that's just being devastated by all this stuff, and you go there to try and disprove it?
That's right. I play a missionary who loses her faith because of something horrific that happens to her family, and she becomes a professor in debunking myths and miracles, and I go to the small town to give them a scientific answer for these strange occurrences that are happening, and as the movie goes on, she can't quite come up with all the scientific answers that she needs.
Now, there really are people who do this, right? I mean, the job that you're playing, your character plays in the movie, is something that exists in real life, correct?
That is right. There are people out there who, that's their whole life. They go around the world finding scientific answers for these miraculous occurrences that are happening.
Do we have any idea if they ever come up against a city like this where it's a lot of weirdness and nobody can explain it scientifically?
Absolutely. I mean, they wouldn't say that. Those people who write those books and those magazines and everything. But I'm more a believer than a skeptic. So I happen to think that there are some things that just can't be explained.
You know, you're kind of famous for the research that you do for your roles. I know you know a lot about the kinds of characters that you play. Have you ever heard any reasonable explanations for the people who report those statues that cry blood? Because I always wondered what they ever end up coming up with those when those make the news.
You know what? I do too, and no one's asked me that question, but I would like to know the answer. I actually didn't ask these people that. You'd think I would have, because that's one of those big ones.
Yeah, no kidding. What about the shadows on the wall or in the toilet or on the toast? What about those? You know about those?
Yeah, they probably say it has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, that could be.
Exactly.
We got Hillary Swank on the phone. She's talking about the reaping. We have a clip of a mom who comes up, approaches Hillary to ask about her daughter.
Are you going to kill my baby girl?
What?
No.
Why not? I'm only trying to help her.
She don't need any help. Don't you get that?
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
That's creepy.
Mom wants you to kill daughter. That's a little creepy.
Creepy, right?
Yeah.
And my character's trying to figure out, why is she saying this? What is going on? I went over to her house because her daughter was accused of killing her brother. And that's why I'm over there. And so she thinks I'm going to do something to her because of it.
Right.
Oh, I gotcha. Hey, let me ask you one more thing, Hillary. I know you
don't see coming, which is, you know, part of the attraction for me to do this movie.
Sure. Let me ask you one more thing, and that is, because I know you're on your way to the airport and you got to go, but that is about the location. I know you guys shot this thing down in the Louisiana area, and I've been to New Orleans a couple times, and that's a city that seems to have, in some places, a really, like, creepy, unexplained, supernatural vibe. I know they're very big into the voodoo down there. Did you have any kind of experiences with any of that stuff or any of the people that you met that kind of made you think afterwards?
You're right. There's all this folklore about ghosts and the supernatural down there. My neighbor came and welcomed me to the neighborhood with a pie, a pecan pie.
Did you eat it?
She said, "Welcome to St. Francisville." And then she said, "Watch out for the ghosts."
Nice. Was she serious?
She was completely serious.
That's awesome.
And then she left. And then you're thinking, okay, this is where I'm living for the next 3 months. Hey, thanks a lot for the welcome. That's fantastic.
All right. Hillary Swank, again, we appreciate you calling. We know you're in the car on the way to the airport. The Reaping is the movie. It opens today, right?
It opens opens today.
A little different than most movies that open on Friday. You can go see it today. The Reaping, Hilary Swank, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, you guys. It's always fun.
Thanks. Bye now. Bye-bye.
We're going to check out the K-Rock email bag. We had a fascinating phone topic yesterday on pranks that people played on teachers. And I got to tell you, I felt bad all day long about some of the stuff that our listeners did to their teachers. I mean, you got a guy who's blind, who still is out there trying to raise the next generation of kids, and you rearrange his furniture during lunch at the classroom.
Right.
I mean, that's just funny. At Cal State Fullerton, Bethany writes in, I had a professor who was colorblind, so we used to go in before a test and write all of the answers to the test on the green chalkboard in green chalk.
Oh,
how great is that? By some twist of fate, I now work for the guy, so I can't call in or tell the story. So I guess I shouldn't have mentioned Bethany's name. Bethany, who went to Cal State Fullerton. Shouldn't have mentioned that. But how awesome is that? The answers are right up there on the chalkboard, and the teacher can't see it.
I love that.
And one more. This one from Simon. The dean of our school had a convertible. We thought he was a dick, so one day we went out, and we put the club on his steering wheel. How about that?
Oh,
somebody else
awesome.
Puts a club on it and locks it. Then what do you do when you get out there? But I guess you got to call, AAA to come out and saw it off or something.
Yeah.
I think what we're saying is don't do that.
Don't do those pranks.
Don't do that because they'd be wrong.
Bean, did you see the story of I found this yesterday after the show, of the principal that struck back? The principal, I think in Canada, that.
What'd he do?
It was a woman, and this is.
Yes.
She threw poop at a student.
Really?
Yes, she did.
She said they pushed her. She snapped. It doesn't say anywhere in the story where she got the poop.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I think from her ass.
It doesn't say. Oh. I would imagine, but she apparently snapped and threw poop at students.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Can you imagine being the students at that moment? That just would be unbelievable.
I'd pay anything to be the student, not in the light of fire, but the student there to see it. I think that would be the
I'd
best.
I'd even be the student in the light of fire. That would be so weird. You have to get on your phone and go, you'll never believe this. The principal's. It's not the teacher, it was the principal.
And I heard her ass was like really, really red too. And she was picking ticks out of some of the other teachers' hair. It was kind of weird.
No. This one's about The Secret. We keep getting emails about
The Secret. The Secret.
Because they say, as long as you think positively, the universe has to respond. If you expect bills, you'll get bills. If you expect extra checks, that's what you'll get.
Exactly.
Dear Kevin Bean, just want to let you guys know The Secret works. While listening to you talk about it yesterday on my way to work, I thought maybe I should be more positive. I also laughed with you about the whole thing about the bills coming in because we expect them too. So I thought the best thing that could happen to me today would be if my boss quit. Well, at 2 that afternoon, we had a meeting and he announced his resignation. I'm
no
a believer.
Way.
Trisha, Redondo Beach.
Wow.
Dude, if that worked, our boss would have quit years ago. Got news for you. Here's an email that I think Sterling sent in after hearing the Kansas slideshow after the vacation that I took when I went to Kansas.
Oh, that's not coming back.
Dear Bean, your freakish impulses are entertaining to all the listeners on your show, or so you think. However, have you ever thought that maybe your love and constant ranting of Toast, the post office in Seattle baseball, may have had something to do with causing Kevin's addiction to pain medication?
Hey.
I can't speak for him, but I know I'm contemplating using crack or something stronger at this point the more I listen to you. Take care. Love and kisses, Sterling.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It takes more than painkillers to somehow block out Bean. We always get a lot of email requesting audio, and we finally actually put up a page at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean section. We put up the Download Rodeo, and it's just a bunch of different sounds from our show. Like, for example, I got this one from Ruth. Okay, so where's the little kid saying, Bean, what's wrong with you? I need that for my phone, please. Thanks, Ruth.
Bean, what's wrong with you?
I don't have any idea if that's up, but if it's not, we'll put it up.
Okay.
We have a ton of them up there. Here's another one from Justin. Hey, Kevin, where can I find a link to this song? I can't find it anywhere, and it's Firecrotch. So that one is up at the Download Rodeo. That's this
Fire
one.
Firecrotch.
Oh.
I say it's disgusting.
It's good for Lindsay Lohan fans.
Go back to your cheap motel. You firecrotch. A stinky beaver.
Yes, that's what you want on your phone. Or new email or something. We also have put up some new ones recently. We have Lisa May, who likes every once in a while to take a survey of things and just appreciate what God's given her.
Yeah, you know, every time I look down, I go, wow, I got to have some of that.
Got that.
Yeah. That was a request that we were happy to put up on the Download Rodeo for you, sure.
We All have right. this, which is, this is, oh, that's a, oh, that's not the one I thought we were going to. Okay, yeah, we have this one, which is me. I believe it was talking to Metallica, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, which makes it all the more gay.
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds like a parody now.
It does.
And I have one, and I think Kevin was talking to Clay Aiken when he recorded this one. That's also going up on the Download Radio.
Hey, want to party on my
I don't know what the deal was there. But
it was Sangina. And we always get requests for Doc losing it on Open Rant News Line or whatever it is on Sunday morning. I don't know what it is, but this is Doc going crazy.
Shut up and listen! Jesus Murphy! Do you people hear my voice?
So Download Rodeo is where you go.
Yeah, I think there's a wide selection of Doc-isms up there at krock.com if you want to check that out. And I got one more email that I want to read, and this one is a little belated, but it's worth getting into anyway. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I know this email is late in coming to you, but I wanted to thank you again for the wonderful time I had at the Breakfast with Corn a couple of weeks ago. I was lucky enough to be there and meet you guys. I got to say, though, that even better than being in a room with the band Corn playing live was finally getting to see Lisa May in person. Ooh. Seriously, just watching her ass as she walked across the room is a mental image that I use every single night. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Why am I talking like this? Email again. When is there going to be another chance to check out her beautiful fart cutter in person? Aww. Sincerely. Hey, you know, it's funny you should bring that up because Lisa May is actually going to be appearing at the Santa Anita Derby Day Microbrew. You're bringing the fart cutter on Saturday, right, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. It comes with me everywhere.
Do women love
that name?
The word fart cutter?
No, we don't.
Don't love it.
Not okay. Hot.
Santa Anita, as you know, K-Rock is down there a few times a year, and it's always like the best Saturdays of the year, and it's this Saturday. Gates open at 10 o'clock. First race is at 12 o'clock. Admission is only $5, by the way. Yeah. $5 to get into this thing, and it's a microbrew festival, 20 California breweries. Lightning is going to be there. Lisa May, Psycho Mike, you're going to be out there this Saturday, too?
Yes.
Well, why do you say it like this is the first time you've heard about it?
No, because
it is
excited.
It is.
Dave, the
really
King of Mexico, is going to be there. Our own Cat Corbett, DJ Omar on the ones and twos. And I wanted to particularly bring this up because not only does this listener get a chance to see Lisa, but one of our favorite local bands is going to be playing. Greenbrier Lane is going to be performing live this Saturday. And Kevin, you know we've seen them a few times. They're fantastic.
Love them.
Yep.
So anyway, Santa Anita, located in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. And you can get all the details at santaanita.com if you want to, you know, stalk Lisa this weekend. Good luck.
Lisa, what is it that you do there?
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brew.
Well-oiled machine. That's what's going on here at K-Rock.
Yep. No surprises.
Nope, no surprises. Always know what's going on.
Yes. See, the thing is that you, the K-Rock listener, knows when you hear a killer song, you pick up the phone, you be called when you win. Unfortunately, Dave, who answers the phones, apparently not aware of that contest that just started Monday. Apparently, it's news to him this morning.
We said, Dave, who's the winner? And he said, you're caller one, you're caller two.
What could he be doing? What could he possibly be doing other than that? That's
he's
the
texting.
Only job he has.
He's texting
is to
somebody.
Answer phones and say, you won the contest. That's all he does.
And he's updating his MySpace page. Those are the two things that he's doing.
Old. His entire career just revolves around answering a freaking phone. How do you fall down on that job?
You know, he falls asleep driving, for God's sakes. What's that? I mean, you know, come on. That guy sleeps all hours of the day. Jennifer Volvadia.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
From El Monte.
Yes!
Is our winner going to see the Killers at Staples Center.
It's so funny because Deborah Labiason won yesterday.
It does seem like Volvadia is a tiny little vulva, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
But thank you, Jennifer, for listening. And I'm sorry the phone had to ring so long, but Dave was apparently very busy text messaging Kristen Bell. So anytime we play a killer song or muse song, that's what you do. Be caller 20 and then hope Dave's paying attention. It's 6:53. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Hell to the yeah! It's officially over. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's marriage has finally come to its untimely conclusion.
Divorce is final.
Divorce is final. It happened yesterday in an Orange County courtroom. The judge granted Whitney Houston a divorce and sole custody of their 14-year-old daughter. The whole hearing took about 10 minutes. You know why?
Wow.
Bobby Brown didn't show.
Of course.
Of course.
He never shows for
hard
court
to believe.
Appointments.
Just didn't show up. He had an aversion just to walking into any courtroom, I believe.
He thought it was another child support thing.
Yeah.
He's probably, right, Lisa. He has he pulls his calendar out for the year and he has 40 dates in various courthouses around the country. He just says, screw it. I'm just not going to go to any of them.
Yep.
The judge was like, Ms. Houston, where's your soon-to-be ex-husband? She said, he's unavailable. He doesn't keep his word. If he says he's going to come, sometimes he does, but he usually doesn't.
He's living in a car right now or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whitney said she didn't need any child support or alimony. I was like, yeah. What are you going to get from him? His Dunkin' Donuts coffee cup that he's carrying at the freeway off ramp?
See, why isn't he suing her for child support and alimony?
Because he can't get his ass into a courtroom to do so. I'm sure if he had a lawyer and he'd bothered to show up, it would have been longer than 10 minutes, the whole proceeding, and he could ask for something.
They were married
Probably.
Yeah, they were married a real long time. It seems like, you know, if K-Fed's getting $13 million out of Britney, it seems like Bobby would be eligible for a lot more than that out of Whitney.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's bad news.
It's bogus.
Bad news on every level. Are you familiar with the legendary Christmas movie, A Christmas Story? The little Ralphie trying to get his BB gun?
Yeah, Bean talks about that about every other day.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh, is that what's the one you talk about all the time?
It's a Wonderful Life is my movie. Okay. Christmas Story is the one that they show 24 hours a day on that one cable channel every year, though.
TNT, I believe, shows it around the clock on Christmas Day. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. The director, Bob Clark, who wrote and directed and produced the Porky films as well as Christmas Story.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's an odd mix, isn't it? died in a car crash on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he and his son, they were driving an SUV. They were hit head-on by an SUV on PCH around 2:30 a.m. in the morning by a drunk driver.
It was a drunk driver. We had a sigler for that yesterday.
I saw that story. Wow.
Bob Clark and his 22-year-old son, Ariel, were pronounced dead at the scene.
Dude.
So, it's a bummer.
I'm sorry, Dean, your thoughts again?
Dude.
That is worse than getting your tongue frozen onto a pole, isn't it?
It's stuck! I'm fucking stuck! I love it, stuck!
Love that scene.
It was Nick.
Little Scotty Schwartz.
Oh, okay.
Later went on to be a porn star.
Really?
And producer. The kid who had his tongue stuck to the pole.
No kidding.
Really? Visions of things to come. For actresses that were working with him.
He continued to use that tongue as a career.
Lisa May.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
How are you, Rob Gorman?
Good.
Nice to see you. I was curious, if you ever want to put your tongue on a pole.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Gene.
Movie star Halle Berry is preparing her next role. She will be performing in a film called Napoli Ever After.
Is that a joke?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently, a scene in that film involves her shaving off all of her hair. She's going to have to shave her head bald.
The nappy dugout?
Oh, stop.
Well, the movie's called Napoli. I mean, I'm just asking.
Sweet!
The reference to African-American hair on their heads being nappy hair.
Okay.
There's a hair salon here in Los Angeles called Oh My Nappy Hair.
We've been there.
Yeah.
That's where I get my haircut.
I bet you do. She said she's terrified about the scene because they're going to do it for real.
She's so pretty that she can pull it off.
Oh, stop it.
She can. There are some women who
actually... Well, she can pull off better than
Michael Clark Duncan when she's done.
She will not.
Yeah, she will.
She's going to gain 250 pounds?
She'll look like Lou Gossett Jr. It's not going to be a good look for her. She's nervous, but she said, I suppose going bald could be exciting, too. No.
I've done that, and it doesn't look good. Doesn't feel good?
Yeah.
It's bad.
I bet it feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good, yeah.
I've always wanted to do it just to feel it. I think it would be so cool just to have that sensation.
Yeah, but it saves a lot of time in the morning getting dressed, I'll tell you that. Will she, is she busting down the doors of all other African-American actresses who want to shave their heads in the movie?
Apparently, yes. It's called Monster Bald. That's what they should call the movie. They wanted to make a couple bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Hey! But seriously, folks. And before I get to celebrity birthdays, I do have an email here, a complaint email.
Oh.
Dear Ralph, I'm furious that you wouldn't interview the actress Hilary Swank.
Why?
Why?
We just talked this morning about the reaping. Matt, our listener Matt, is not pleased. I recently read an interview in Premiere Magazine last week in which Hillary was talking about her new film that you were talking about, The Reaping. She joked in the movie that it would be much shorter if she had just let the Jews out of Egypt in the first 5 minutes. That would have saved a lot of hassle for everyone, she said, regarding the plagues that hit the town that she was staying in. I, for one, am offended that she would mock the things that plague us.
Sorry, I was a little slow. I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, see, that's the part there.
Sorry.
The song really comes in when I say that thing.
Things that plague us. Things that plague us. Things that plague us.
Pop music star, Falco.
That's from Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, just rock me up a dish. Sorry, go ahead.
Fired that off right after that interview, man. That's timing.
Yeah. Talented writer right there.
Timing.
Yes, Pete? It was hilarious in 2004. Still funny in 2005. Kind of lost a little bit of its luster in 2006. Back strong in 2007, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Falco, wherever you are. Today's celebrity birthday is Mitch Pileggi. You remember him as FBI Director Walter Skinner on The X-Files. He's 56 years old today. Mike McCready, I forgot to mention in the last hour, a guitarist for Pearl Jam. He's 42 years old today. And Pharrell Williams, rapper, producer, turns 34. Lightning says he loves his clothing line, BBC, Billionaire Boys Club.
Sure. All right. That's where billionaire
is. Great. It's about rich people and his clothing. I love money. I need more sneakers.
I can appear hip and youthful if I wear it.
I'll never get old if I wear expensive clothing from black people. I'll probably get fired for that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Oh, essay. I'll go out if Kevin Nealon is there.
That was a moment with Bean.
I don't even remember that.
I don't either.
Were we talking about the enormous Latino appeal of our next guest? Ladies and gentlemen, back in the K-Rock studios, please welcome funny man Kevin Nealon in town for the Brea Improvs tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Thank you.
Go see Mr. Nealon. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Gracias. Buenos dias.
Does the brown man love Kevin Nealon? Is that what we were talking about
God.
That time?
I don't know why I have such a huge Latino following, but it's just amazing. It's uncanny, as they say.
Do they say that?
Yeah, but it's a different word.
about an hour ago, we talked to Hilary Swank, and if you don't mind, I'd like to go movie by movie between her career and your career. Do you mind?
Okay, I don't mind at all. And let's compare.
Freedom Riders, Grandma's Boy. The Black Dahlia.
By the way, from what I heard about Freedom Riders, I think I'd take Grandma's Boy.
The Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
Good Boy.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, Good Boy, hold on. Good Boy, was that that's a talking dog movie or something, Kevin?
That's a talking dog from outer space movie.
That's right.
With
Molly
Shannon and myself and Liam Aikens.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
Daddy Daycare.
Yeah. There's some similarities there.
The Core, Anger Management.
Yeah.
Insomnia, 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Gift, Master of Disguise. Okay.
It is dual careers. I mean, it's
kind of the
same,
use
the word again, it is uncanny how similar you and Hilary Swank are.
Well, you know, I never thought about that until you put it on the board like that.
See?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's unfair that she got both the Oscars. They should have split them up a little more evenly. Don't you feel you should have gotten one and she should have got one, then we'd all be happy?
You know what? Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I know I'm a big fan of Hilary Swank's, and I met her. I didn't really meet her. She walked by me at the one of those award shows. And I thought, wow, there's Hilary Swank with the teeth and everything.
All right.
Which are very nice.
And then did you follow that up with, she could kick my ass in about 2 seconds? You think that?
Yeah, I did think that, actually. I also think that about Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, she could kick your ass. No question about that.
Yeah.
Oh, she could break in, too. Kevin.
I like to make a list of pretty girls that could kick my butt.
Okay.
That was the two right there, yeah.
I'll
start with those two.
How about Stacey Keibler, I think, could kick your ass, too, obviously. The former wrestler, Dancing with the Stars contestant. I think she could take you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's hot.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Stacey.
Barely a girl, but could kick his ass. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Stacey Keibler, she is. I'd let her kick my ass.
Yeah, well, you would want that.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would want that.
Hot rumor in the tabloids this week, by the way, is that she may be dating Apollo Ono, who's on this season.
You're kidding.
The Olympian, yeah.
She's got to be a half a foot taller than him.
She is indeed. Yeah.
Wow.
Is he a contestant or an instructor?
He's
a contestant. Yeah,
he's a contestant.
Yep.
Apollo Creed?
It's amazing because he's training. No.
Oh.
Apollo Ono. He's also training for the Olympics at the same time. So the instructor flies to wherever he is and they train whenever they have time. I don't know why you would do that.
Kevin, have they ever asked you to be? I mean, there's so many reality shows that are always, it seems like, looking for celebs. Have you been approached to be on any of these shows?
That's a very good question, Bean. I have been approached.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, Dancing with the Stars a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yeah, and I turned it down. I really thought that the routine would be just too rigorous, that type of a schedule.
They they dance like 6 hours a day practicing. It is. It's
like,
hard.
I don't do that now. You know?
I know it. I get up at a wedding and I dance 3 songs and I'm done for the day. I'm serious.
You're the guy that's all sweaty.
Yeah. And I'm not even moving much. I'm doing like a little line dance, you know?
Have you had any, are there shows that you see that you go, wow, I would like to, you know, like, you know, Hasselhoff's got that gig being a judge on America's Got Talent or something. Is that the type of thing that you would enjoy doing a couple nights a week, maybe?
That's not only the type of thing, that is the exact thing I'd like to do. I want his job.
You want Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff's job. Okay. That's right.
Right.
I'm doing everything in my power to get it
right now.
We can
make that happen. Speaking of TV shows, the best damn show on TV is Weeds on Showtime.
Love it.
It's so great.
And I would love to be on that.
Oh, you're on.
Oh, I am on that one. Right.
Yeah. When is that coming back? What's up with that?
Well, that's coming back probably the end of July, beginning of August. We start taping again April 16th, which is in a week or two.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. And apparently there's some really exciting things happening in Agrestic.
So you don't know?
Oh.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's right.
But he hears
apparently it's exciting.
Kev, have you seen the show?
I love the show. That's what I said. One of the best shows on TV.
Well, I know sometimes you say and you haven't seen it.
We don't. We say it's on TV. We don't say it's one of the best shows. I love that show.
What do you love about it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I know what I love about it. It's not Kevin Nealon. I mean, he's fine. There's no problem with Kevin on the show. But I have always, as we've talked about, Kevin, been so hot for Mary Louise Parker. I love her so much. She I really is, want to date her.
I like the fact that you make hate with that with the blonde chick. What's her name?
Yeah, Elizabeth Perkins.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. You do make hate. Her, you hate her, you hate her, and you end up in bed. That's awesome.
That makes it more hot.
I also love Snoop.
I want you to pump the music up while I talk about this good weed I just bought. It's called the milk weed. It's the good mommy smoking the milk weed. Take a toke, take your broke. It's the milk weed. Just can't quit. It's the milk weed. Can I get another hit? It's strong and it's green like the Hulk when he angry. Break it up, smoke it up, tangy.
Sounds like Snoop. That's Kevin Nealon right there.
Yeah. I can't get enough of the milk weed. How do they come up with that stuff?
I don't know.
Do they plan it or is it just coming through their head?
No,
Snoop
they don't.
Just channels the weed, I think.
He's amazing.
Do you think he's ever gone into like a rap song and he hit a dead end where he couldn't rhyme something?
I don't because, and I'll tell you why, because I think it was it Rage Against the Machine that did that song with Snoop?
Yes, Snoop Ounce, yeah.
Snoop Ounce. And they were telling us about it, and apparently Snoop loved the idea, came in, they put down the bed, he's saying, he comes in, and he just does it, and walks right back out, like 4 minutes later, he's done.
He's a god.
There are a few of those guys, that like Jay-Z is probably the most revered in terms of coming up with amazing lyrics on the fly, never writes anything down. He says if it's not good enough to remember, it's not good enough to put in the song. You know, he just, whatever he comes up with off the top of his head, that's what he sings. Wow. And he's just phenomenal. It's a whole skill set that Whitey will never understand, I think.
Do you think that he writes down his grocery list when he goes shopping?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. There might be something he needs help with, but not lyrics.
If it's not good enough to remember, it's not good enough to eat.
Kevin Nealon is here again, the Bray Improv, tomorrow night and Saturday night. I have to ask, since we're talking about the reality TV, if you were still on Saturday Night Live, how much would you be the guy trying to play Sanjaya right now? Would you be that guy?
Yeah, probably.
You watch American Idol?
I do watch it, yeah.
Yeah, you're the devil.
I'm afraid to say.
And you like Sanjaya?
I like the whole thing that's going on with him.
You like that it's...
I like that whole thing, yeah.
Me too.
I think it's creating a little bit of controversy, and I think Simon is upset by it.
And that makes you happy.
Which is good.
Which is good, yeah. And I think it might undermine the whole...
That's what I hope.
...nature of the show.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
How far can he go, Kevin?
I think he can go all the way to the final two. And I think he could absolutely win.
No, you don't.
No.
Really?
Let me write this down. What's today's date?
Today's the 5th.
The 5th
of April.
He wasn't even in the bottom three.
Nope, he wasn't.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row he's not been in the final three, and he's clearly the worst singer on the stage. That's what's astonishing for folks who don't watch the show. The kid, I mean, part of it is the campaign, the voteforthewurst.com. Part of it is people just screwing with American Idol, and part of it is that he has that something that little girls love, you know? The hair and the smile and the personality, he's got a fan base out there, but it's shocking that he's now the top seven.
Yeah. He's got a lot what I have, and that's why I have such a young fan base.
That's true.
A Latino fan base.
That's true.
I have the young Latinos.
You have the hair he has, the whole thing.
Yeah. And I have the smile.
And you have the smile. That's true.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon is here. He's playing the Brea Improv tomorrow night and Saturday night. He's got two shows each night. And you can call 714-482-0700. We'll take a quick break and come back more with Kevin Nealon.
Hey, our pal Kevin Nealon in the studios right now. Friday and Saturday night, two shows both nights at the Brea Improv. Couple things I wanted to ask you about, Kevin.
Yeah,
Mr. Nealon.
Yes, sir.
I saw online that you are the keynote speaker at a convention in Las Vegas for something called Manhattan Associates. You're the guy that they pay to come into Vegas and talk to businesses about how to improve their productivity?
That is correct, and that's what we call a corporate gig in the business.
Stand-up, though, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it is stand-up.
I disguise it as it's stand-up in disguise, but I go in as a speaker.
As like a motivational speaker?
Exactly.
And then you tell them a bunch of jokes?
Well, we sneak the jokes in, as I always do.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, you know, when you do these corporate things, the guy that introduces you is always this like corporate executive guy who has never really introduced a comic. And he'll take your bio out and read for like 2 minutes, you know, as your introduction.
Good setup.
He's also been in.
Yeah, Kevin was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And half of the bio is wrong anyway, you know.
Right,
and,
sure.
So, this one is going to be themed on innovation.
Innovation.
That's bizarre, because you don't think when you're, you know, you become a comedian and then an actor, you don't think, hey, one day I'm going to go and, you know, speak in front of a bunch of stuffed shirts with Terry Bradshaw. I mean, that's the gig.
It's Terry
Bradshaw. Yes.
Is he there? I didn't know that.
Wow. It's the two of you are going to be speaking at the thing. So
and that's right.
And it's a weird way to make a living.
They do call it speaking, too. They don't call it your actor. They call it, now, what time is your presentation? that'll be about 9 in the morning.
Those can be brutal, because sometimes there's nobody there who even knows who you are. And
especially in the morning. Like, this is about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you weren't kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Ouch.
It's like right after the coffee, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
But they pay you either.
Can I suggest a different angle rather than innovation?
This is the great secret of life.
The secret.
Call it the secret.
If you call it the secret, everyone will buy it and they'll want to know what the hell it is.
Have you read it?
No. Yeah, part of it.
I've got it on books on cassette. You know?
Yeah. You know what they say? They say that if you don't want to be fat, don't look at fat people.
Oh, nice.
You know that?
Nice.
Food doesn't make you fat. Just thinking food makes you fat makes you fat.
Right. So if you don't think it's going to make you fat, you can eat all the fatty foods you want.
I'm just starting to listen to it now.
Okay. But then I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
No, it's
sorry to give away the secrets.
I can't even hear it because they're whispering the whole thing, so it doesn't matter.
I know. It's kind of annoying. Speaking of Las Vegas. Yeah, exactly.
Don't look at fat people.
People will buy anything that Oprah endorses, let's face it.
Our friend, she's got the golden touch.
She does.
Ralph Garman was in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, saw you at Spamalot. I guess you went to the opening of Spamalot as
That's right, yes.
And said you were there with Steve Martin. Is that true?
Well, we didn't go as a couple, but I was with,
hand
I
in
was
hand?
With him. Yeah.
Yeah.
With and him. By with him, you mean
sex.
In the biblical sense.
Sex. Okay. Yeah. Yes, he's a friend, and you know, I've known him since the Saturday Night Live days, and you know, I was a huge fan of his always, you know, when I was growing up and watched him on The Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live. And over the years, I became friends with him and, you know, have since, you know, played the banjo with him, played poker and, you know, body surfed in the Caribbean. We've had a pretty good time.
Wow,
yeah.
You guys must be having
a
great
like
time.
Sounds like a love relationship.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask you to speak for Steve, but he's too big a star to ever come on our show. How come he doesn't work ever? Why is it he so infrequently appears doing anything? Is he just enjoying the fact that he doesn't have to?
He's got a great life, and he does work a lot. He just did the Pink Panther movie.
Yeah, we didn't see
and
that.
He's just,
maybe that's why we didn't go see it.
He's got books. He's got a book coming out now, his memoirs, stand-up. Yep.
That should be funny. Okay.
I read, and it's very interesting.
I just love that dude. He's a renaissance man. He can do so many things so well. That's
he really can.
Fun.
He really can. He's a great magician.
He does magic.
He plays the banjo.
Mm-hmm. Won a Grammy for his banjo playing a couple years ago, I remember.
Yeah.
He did?
He sure did.
Wow.
He's an Olympian. He's an Olympic athlete.
In the ballet?
He's ballet, yeah. He does ballet.
And, a lot of people don't know this stuff.
Yeah, he does it all. And a great
chef. And a hell of a surgeon, I understand.
A fantastic
tremendous
surgeon.
Doctor.
He's the best. People always say that when they have surgery. You know, they always have, like, the best guy.
Oh, I
you
of
know,
course.
He invented or she invented the technique for something, you know.
But that's the most important thing. When you get sick, you need to know who's the best.
Yeah.
And then everybody has the best. So if you're sick with whatever, they'll come to you and say, oh, I got a guy.
Yeah,
I got a guy. I got the guy.
You want your varicose veins removed? I've got the guy. He invented the varicose retractor.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's frustrating.
That's Slash was there at the crowd in the crowd with you guys. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I didn't see Slash. Did he have the hat on?
Apparently he did. Had the hat and the hair. So he probably didn't even see the show, come to think of it.
He
probably
sleeps
missed
like
all of Spamalot.
I don't think he ever takes the hat off.
I saw another guy there. I think it was Ben Vereen. He had a big top hat on and a cape. Was that Ben Vereen? Did you see him?
Are you kidding?
No.
I wasn't there. Ralph was the one.
That's the first Ben Vereen mention in the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
I think so. Hey, how is Spamalot, by the way? Because we had Eric Idle on, and he said he thought the young people, even if they don't know Monty Python, would love that show. Would you recommend it?
Yes, absolutely. It's really funny in a silly way. You know, like Monty Python is.
Kind of like the opposite of when you normally go to theater.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I'm not a big, artsy-fartsy theater aficionado. But even if you don't like plays or musicals, Spamalot is the one to go see.
Fantastic.
And I have 20% interest in the show.
Okay, good. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
All right, so Weeds is coming back July, August, did you say?
Yeah, I think around the end of July, beginning of August probably.
Fantastic.
And it's 15 episodes this year. And
that's such a good show.
It's going to be an interesting storyline this year. That's all I can say.
Because you don't know.
Because I don't know.
Right. And Kevin Nealon is going to be at the Brea Improv again tomorrow night and Saturday night. He's got two shows, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, very funny, too. Very funny shows. Even if you don't like musicals, My show is very funny.
Which one is the best of those four shows? The 8 and the 10, or the 10 on Friday, or the 7 and the 9 on Saturday? Which one are you really like firing on all cylinders?
Well, you know, the problem with the Friday shows is you get a pretty good crowd, but they're a little tired from working all week.
Right.
And they're pretty, you know, they've been drinking.
Sure.
So Saturday, well, they're all good shows.
You know? Not Friday, really.
Friday is very, very good. Right. Saturday is very, very, very good.
So an extra very.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Right. Good deal.
The number again is 714-482-0700 if you would like tickets. Kevin Nealon, thanks for coming.
Oh, I can't tell you how much fun I've had here this morning. Seriously. I mean, this is really the highlight of my day so far.
All right. Let's not be crazy. I got to tell you, the best story ever, the best story ever.
Yes.
Keith Richards.
Yes.
Best story ever. Pretty, I mean, the teacher who cracked and threw poo at her student is pretty strong.
Yeah.
But Keith Richards, Rolling Stones, snorting his father's ashes. What's up with that?
He's talking to NME, which is a music magazine in Europe, I believe, Britain.
Mm-hmm. Britain, right? Yes, New Music Express, right?
Those of you who don't know the name, Keith Richards, of course, guitarist for the Rolling Stones. And he has been wide open about his substance abuse problems. And you can tell, it looks like he's 300 years old.
It's amazing he's alive.
It is shocking. I mean, it really is. It's actually been the punchline for decades that he would be the only thing. It would be him and cockroaches at the end after nuclear war destroys the rest of us. Because it doesn't seem like anything will kill him. And it seems he's the guy, by the way, who fell out of a palm tree a couple of years ago.
Right.
Remember? How does a 65-year-old guy end up in a palm tree? He fell out of a palm tree, got a concussion, ended up in the hospital for a couple of weeks. Apparently had to have all these surgeries on his head. The guy's just a mess. It's miraculous.
Here's his quote. Strangest thing I've tried to snort? My father. I snorted my father. He was cremated, and I couldn't resist grinding him up with a little bit of blow.
Oh, my God.
My dad wouldn't have cared. He didn't give a shh. It went down pretty well, and I'm still alive. His dad. Then Bean saw something where his PR guy came out and said, oh, that? No, he was kidding.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd say. If you were representing Keith Richards, every day your job would consist of denying whatever it is Keith said or did. Let's face it. Well, we asked producer Lightning to line up the man himself, and why not? Let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards on the phone with us right now here on Carrie. Good morning, Keith. Well, we're doing fine, but obviously... Exactly. That's exactly right, Keith. Listen, obviously, it caught us by surprise to see this new interview that you did with the NME. Any thoughts on talking about snorting your father's ashes?
Oh, come on. People have brought it away in proportion. It was a bloody joke, man. Snorting my father.
Yeah. It was a joke, did you say, someplace in there?
Yeah, it's absolutely, man. Cavalier was sick. So seriously, it's just a joke.
You're not really known for your sense of humor.
I absolutely did not snort my father.
You did not snort your father?
No, I shot him up.
Shot him up?
Yeah, I put him up into heroin and I shot him into my veins.
Okay, well, how's that much different? I mean, it's still your dad.
It's not snorting. It's completely different. It's a different way of doing drugs, man. It's not the same.
Keith, you always talk about how you're clean now, how those days are behind you. Yeah. But when we talk to you, we still don't understand anything you say. It sounds like you're still high on something.
I don't know if you said that, man. Because I'm completely sober, man. If I was doing anything, I would have committed suicide.
If you were completely sober, you would commit suicide.
No, if I wasn't completely sober, I'd commit suicide.
I see. Okay.
But I never snorted my father.
Didn't snort your father.
No, I snorted my mom.
What?
You snorted mom.
So you shot your father with heroin, you snorted your mom.
I shot myself up with heroin father in it.
Well, that's what I meant, sorry.
I didn't shoot my father up with heroin.
That
would be illegal. Forcing him to do drugs would be wrong.
It'd be absurd,
I shot myself up with heroin, and then I chopped up mom and snorted her.
Okay.
You chopped up your mom?
Well, when she was dead, I didn't chop her up do you people understand what I'm saying? So you think I'm shooting heroin into my father and chopping my mother up?
We don't understand what you're saying.
First of all, I don't understand what I'm saying. But no, she was dead, and she was ashes, and I snorted mum.
Okay, so you snorted your mum.
So I got her backwards. Then I took my sister, when she was dead, and I made her into a lozenge.
A lozenge?
Yeah. I just sucked on her for a while. Then my brother died. I had him made into a patch.
A patch?
I just wore him on my arm so I could absorb him.
Okay.
I had my cousin turned into a salve.
A salve?
I just put a salve in like a cream. I just put it all over my butt and my body and just absorbed it.
You can't just let those family members just go. You can't just bury them.
My aunt died. I put her sublingually under my tongue to get it right in my system.
Right.
And my uncle, I had him, he was a suppository.
Oh, why does your uncle get the short end of the stick?
Well, he wasn't even dead.
That one sounded like it was pretty over. Was it pretty over?
Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
And I was talking on time. It's just I didn't turn on my mic yet.
I see. I got you.
So many things to think about, Kevin, when you're you.
You have to turn on the mic.
You have to talk.
Look, that's a lot already.
Woo! That's true. Let me tell you why we rule. Let me tell you why, although I wouldn't necessarily recommend today's Kevin Bean Show, tomorrow is going to be awesome because check this out. Kumar is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Actor Cal Penn is going to be on the show tomorrow morning. I don't believe we've ever spoken with Kumar before, but we will tomorrow.
I love him.
Also, Robert Rodriguez, director of half of Grindhouse on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Pretty sweet, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Actor Rex Lee, don't know the name. I know you know Lloyd. He's Lloyd, Ari's assistant on HBO's Entourage, coming back this weekend. We got him tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Favorite characters on that show. He's awesome.
He's tremendous. And some freaking guy who can't drive straight that Lightning set up. I don't even know what that's all about. But all that tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. First, 7:50, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
The Drift guy's an Asian, too?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I don't know. Bean said some guy who can't drive straight. I just assumed.
Oh, I see. As a matter of fact, his name is Ken Gushi. So, yeah, he is.
It's Asian-rific tomorrow.
I guess so. Got the yellow fever on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday.
Tribute to the East. The mystic East.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
I thought Cal Penn was an engine.
Oh, let's not get into that.
While you were gone, I think, we got into a huge listener
debate about him.
And it turns out
Indian.
He is, in fact, an Asian. But
he's the East Indian that's considered Asia.
Yeah. I see. Yes, that's right. Because we did a story about him speaking at some sort of an Asian studies class at University of Pittsburgh or something, and we were like, well, he's an odd choice being an Indian guy.
Geographically, he's Asian.
Yeah, but
technically, he's Asian.
So many emails to point that out to us.
All I got to say is he gets the height.
All right, yep. You say so. Usually the height is reserved for, you know.
Nope, he's Asian.
All right.
We have a question about that email, bean@krock.com.
I guess that means that Sanjaya Malakar is also an Asian.
Yep.
Is he?
Being an engine,
yes, but he just seems Indian. Yeah,
but he's Asian. Haven't we just established that?
Yes.
Yeah, but I.
Yes.
Don't get us started. He's got at least one celebrity fan. You're speaking of Robert Rodriguez, who's doing the Grindhouse movie that comes out this weekend. Rose McGowan, star of Grindhouse, is a big Sanjaya fan,
but only in the bad kind of way.
TMZ.com reports that while LAX recently, she was asked by reporters who she was rooting for in American Idol. That's why you got to love celebrity reporters, by the way.
Sure. Right, exactly.
Her answer was, that funny Indian kid. In her words, he's horrible. He's great.
Well, there is that category.
That's so funny. That's how I describe Rose McGowan all the time.
Horrible, great.
Yeah. Oh, how dare you. Although you're starting to come around on her because she's so good in this movie, right?
She is awesome in this movie. I've got a chance to see Grindhouse. She's terrific in it. She's never looked hotter.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, that doesn't mean she's not a bitch.
Right.
I love her. You know I love her.
You know she hates me and I hate her. You know that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see you two kids patched up and be friends again. There's no reason why we can't all just get along.
All right.
If that's what you'd like to see.
If she's willing, I'm willing. We'll have a rapprochement, as the French say.
All right.
Yeah. Tonight on television, I thought I'd give you a heads up if you want to check out. Sick Puppies are on Leno tonight.
Oh, are they?
We've had them in the studio not too long ago, and they're a terrific band. I want to see them on The Leno Show. And Jimmy Kimmel, speaking of Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino, creators of Grindhouse, they're going to be on his show tonight. So you can
Both of them
together. Oh, they go everywhere. Cool. They're like brothers. Those guys just love, love, love each other. They really do. They're just crazy about each other. We may have another celebrity sex video.
Fantastic.
This one I'd actually like to check out. MTV reality star Lauren Conrad reportedly has a sex video. PerezHilton.com says it's with her former boyfriend, Jason Waller. And he also claims it's about to hit the internet because Waller's trying to sell it before he goes to jail. He's been arrested 3 times over the past year, and he's going to do some time, and he wants to get a little cashish before he goes in.
Fantastic.
So hopefully we'll be seeing her all naked and doing naughty things.
I have a clip of that video if you'd like to.
Oh, already you have it?
F me, F me, F me. F me, F me, F me.
Less talking, more doing, sister. That's what I got to say.
I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah, so...
I shouldn't be surprised by this, but you'd think that with all the celebrity sex tapes that have been leaked or released or stolen or sold lately, that people would stop making them. But there doesn't seem to be any shortage of people who are willing to do it in front of a camera.
Thank God.
There's always room for Elcon.
That's how it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I thought he was setting me up for something.
I'm glad people keep doing that. It's awesome.
More dating news in the celebrity world. Emmy Rossum
who was pretty adorable.
Who's that?
She was in Phantom of the Opera. She was in
some other
Day
After Tomorrow. Right. She was the girlfriend of Jake Gyllenhaal in the Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
So disaster
way
movie.
Hot.
You saw it.
You saw Day After Tomorrow.
Disaster movie.
Oh,
with
let's
Dennis
not
Quaid.
Even go.
Oh, why do we play this game every goddamn day with
Dennis? I know.
I don't remember who she is.
Well, then stop asking who she is, because when we try to tell you who she is, well, you're a blank slate.
You have
you're
to come
white,
back with something bigger than Day After Tomorrow.
It's a movie
bigger,
you saw.
Bigger than Day After Tomorrow?
What else can I give you other than something you've seen in order to give you some reference about who someone is?
What was she in this week?
What was she in today?
She was in, Kevin, she was in Poseidon, if you saw that.
I did see that.
Okay, she was the daughter. She was Kurt Russell's daughter in Poseidon.
Okay,
Poseidon.
Now I've got a visual.
Oh, she's way hot. She's also the girl that gets murdered in Mystic River, too. She's the daughter that gets murdered in Mystic River. So she's had a wonderful film career, and she's a beautiful, beautiful, talented actress.
Rumor was she was dating Hero star Milo Ventimiglia. But right. That is not true. Star Magazine says they're just friends. She's actually dating Fantastic Four star Chris Evans, who plays Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, in those films.
Oh, nice.
So, speaking of Fantastic Four, Julian McMahon, who plays Dr. Doom in those movies, as well as starring on Nip/Tuck, has had a girlfriend for 3 years that he's kept under wraps the whole time.
No,
how does he do that?
I love people who keep their private lives private. Good for you, Julian McMahon.
Wish.
I'm now going to blow the lid right off of that by saying it's a smoking hot model named Kelly Pananagua. And they've been dating for 3 years, and their romance has been completely under the radar. So,
what about that?
Good for them.
That's a surprise that he could pull that off, just, you know, going out to dinner and stuff. You think he'd get caught with a paparazzi out there.
Because he's dreamy, and people like to follow dreamy people around.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You're happy for him that he kept it quiet.
Yes, I'm impressed by his
And now you're telling
discretion.
Everyone who it is.
And now I'm talking about it publicly.
Yes. Let's check it.
I don't want to. I
have to do that. Okay.
But, Kevin, you remember the movie The Day After Tomorrow, right? The one with the global freeze and everything. The guy's trying to outrun
New York. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you remember that?
From it recently.
Yeah, and then the library all fills up with water. You do remember the film we're talking about, right?
Sure.
Don't bother.
Okay. You remember movie theaters, those big buildings that have the screens where they project images up and you go and you get popcorn, you sit down and watch them. You remember those?
I have to stop smoking pot.
Speaking of movies, I saw Disturbia last night.
Oh.
Oh,
that looks scary.
My Lord. You know what? It's not. It's my kind of movie because I'm not a big slasher movie guy.
Right.
I don't like horror movies per se. Although Grindhouse certainly is over the top with the ultra super violence. But this whole new trend of like these torture movies like Saw and that kind of stuff, everything, just not my cup of tea.
Hostel, yeah.
But this thing is a real thriller. This is one of those edge on your seat sort of mystery thrillers. And Shia LaBeouf is the star of it, who's just amazing. David Morse. It's Carrie Ann Moss is in it.
Is this the one where he's like spying on his neighbors at home?
He's a kid who's trapped in his house because he's under house arrest for 3 months. And he's so bored, he starts scoping out his neighborhood with binoculars. He's checking on all his neighbors, and he uncovers some disturbing things.
Sounds a lot like the plot to the great Alfred Hitchcock movie Rear Window, Ralph.
It has its similarities.
Same movie.
Yeah, it definitely has its similarities. This is a little more...
modern, probably.
Modern, obviously, and it's skewed towards, you know... He plays a teenager, a high school kid in the movie, so it's
right.
It's skewed towards a teen audience. But just terrific performances all around, so...
I hear they sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge of it. That's what I hear.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Come on with the come on.
Yes. Sad news. Christmas Story director Bob Clark apparently was killed in a car crash on Wednesday, early Wednesday morning, 2:30 a.m., hit by an SUV. Drunk driver killed Bob Clark, who directed A Christmas Story, and he was a writer-director of the Porky movies. Died at 67 years old. His 22-year-old son was with him, also died in a crash. So.
That isn't good for you.
No, it's not. And Whitney Houston finally gets her divorce. Yesterday, she got it in an Orange County court. Only took 10 minutes for the judge to give her sole custody of her 14-year-old daughter and to grant her the divorce. I think the reason it was so brief is because her husband, Bobby Brown, opted not to show up for the proceedings.
Well, that's always good.
When it's one-sided like that, it tends to make things so much easier. Today's celebrity birthdays, Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. He's 42 years old today. Pharrell Williams turns 34. And Mitch Pileggi, I've got a lot of angry emails from people saying he wasn't just Skinner on The X-Files. He's also on Stargate Atlantis right now.
Oh.
So there
right.
you go.
Okay, you don't want to make those people, man.
No, you don't want to make the Stargators angry, because they will come at you. He's 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey,
have a calling segment at the end of the program. We call it Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew because Snoop said that, and we think it's funny to hear our listeners try it, and we can't do it either. But we took a call yesterday from a girl who had the strangest job, and we thought it might be a good topic for people who have terrible jobs. Because they're out there, and kind of makes everybody else feel better when they hear, oh, wow, really, you push a mop at an adult store? That's pretty bad. Hey, my job's not so bad. So we talked to this girl. We asked her what she did for a living.
I pick head lice.
Pick head lice?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I've read about
this. Job.
I've read about this, and people with kids who come home from school with head lice will sometimes take them to salons that actually specialize in
this.
Is
that all you do, Myra?
Yes, that's all I do.
How did you end up doing that?
Head lice.
Been doing it for 3 years.
Oh, 3 years?
God.
You know, I would think that's a job people go in and they do for like 10 days while they're looking for something else.
It takes a long time to clear one head, right?
That's what she said.
Myra, I fortunately don't know anything about head lice, but are they like little bugs or little worms, or what do they look like?
They're little bugs, and they lay eggs all over the head.
Oh, that's gross.
And why do you have to pick them out? Why isn't there just some sort of like shampoo that you can, you know, wash their hair and then they all die?
Well, the shampoos don't work anymore. That's why we exist. So we can take it all out.
Okay.
And we comb the hair and we nitpick.
You've been doing this for 3 years. Why haven't you found a better job?
I like it.
She said she liked it.
She insisted.
Yeah, and I guess she maybe likes the people she works with, or maybe she likes the pay, maybe she likes the hours, but there's no way she enjoys the work, is there?
She said she did.
Maybe she feels satisfaction.
She likes that job. She thinks when she gets up in the morning, I'd rather be doing this than anything else.
I find that hard to believe.
I know, me too.
But you know, I see a lot of people doing a lot of jobs that I wouldn't enjoy, and they seem to like them well enough to do them every day. I mean, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, I went to the dentist this week, and a dental hygienist comes in, and her job is to clean my teeth for an hour, and then I get up and walk out, and somebody else comes in, and she puts her hands in their mouth for an hour. That doesn't sound like a job anyone would want to do, yet it's considered a good job. I mean, it's a high-paying job. A lot of people are trying to get into that field. You go, you know, drive down any freeway in Los Angeles, you'll see construction. You'll see guys out there on 95-degree days with all the big heavy clothing on with, you know, steam coming up off of them and machines and drilling and the whole deal. That's their job. That's what they face today, and some of them really like it. I don't get it.
I used to work for a landscaping company, and it was outside, and it was in Phoenix, Arizona, which is, you know, 100 degrees at midnight during the summer. But I loved one thing about it was the freedom of going from house to house and, you know, stopping along the way or doing whatever. You kind of have a little bit more freedom than being in an office. And being outside, I really liked being outside all the time. I like that about it. But I can't imagine there's anything that girl likes about picking head lice. Maybe kids.
Maybe she likes kids. Yeah,
but there are a lot of jobs where you could have, you know, be around kids and not have to pick their hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yes, of course. There's hundreds of thousands of jobs that involve kids. How's that one the one you like?
All right.
I got my car washed. I got my car washed just yesterday, and I was watching that poor schmuck out there with a vacuum cleaner cleaning out the inside of my car, and then I leave, and somebody else pulls up, and he does the same thing again. I thought, again, terrible job. So I asked him yesterday, what's the deal? He says, love being outside, love not having to, you know, have a guy breathing down my neck all the time.
Yeah.
Not that you can, you know, work at your own pace in a job like that, because, you know, you pretty much got to hustle. But washing cars all day long, loves it. That's his job. He's been doing it for years.
Well, that's what we're going to try and talk to people who have really bad jobs.
But that they
jobs
like.
That other people think are bad. Maybe.
Jobs that, yeah, that other people are shocked that you like.
Yeah.
There's something about it that you enjoy that nobody else can understand because they think they would hate it just as much as they hate their job or more.
I can't imagine working in a morgue. I just think that would be the creepiest thing ever, but I know there are people who really enjoy doing it or putting makeup on dead people, you know, before they get buried or something.
Lisa, I'm sure you have a lot of people who can't believe you do this job for as long as you've done it. I mean, they look at this job and go, seriously, Kevin and Bean every day, 5 days
exactly.
a week?
Exactly. That's the part of the job they don't understand. There are people out there how can you deal with them?
There are people out there whose job it is today to have somebody come into the office and put on a robe and lay down on their sides, and then they put a tube in their ass.
That's a job that people have,
like an enema.
Oh, an enema, yeah.
That is a job that people have to deal with.
Doesn't that seem like there would be, like that industry would close from lack of interest? Like nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your job involves a hose and an ass, I don't know. Get another job, right?
That isn't good for you.
But we're talking about people, not who have bad jobs. That's not the topic of the table today.
You like it.
People who have jobs that you like that other people think are bad. That's what we're looking for. You know, I talked to a friend of mine this week who used to, when he was very young, have a job as a ticket taker at a toll booth on the Connecticut State Freeway.
That seems
bad. I thought, worst job ever, right? I mean, you're just sucking up exhaust all day, just over and over and over again. He said he loved it. Thought it was great fun. A, got to look down the tops of all the girls that pulled through.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which was an advantage I never even thought of. And B, he says, if nobody's coming, you can sit there and read, you know, or play on the computer, whatever you want to do. He says there were real advantages to that job. And at that time in his life, he loved it, even though it sounded like it would suck.
See, that seems boring as hell to me.
Me too.
Go out of my mind. Joel in Newberry, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Hi, Joel.
Good, thanks. Now, is this a job that you have currently or you had in the past?
No, this is what I do now, currently.
What do you do now?
I am a pooper scooper. I go around to people's houses and take care of the dog waste problem for them.
So people actually pay you and you have a route?
Yeah, they pay me quite well. I've actually got a regular route that I go on 6 days a week.
And you make a living doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you go house to house and scoop up feces, get back in the car, go to the next house, and do it all over again?
Yes.
And you haven't thought, hey, like to have a job without feces?
Sure. That part of it's the worst part. But you know what? That's what gets me the job. Nobody else.
Wait a minute. Joel, that's the only part of your job. You're a pooper scooper.
Yes.
That works on dates, I bet.
Yeah. What do you tell girls when you meet them when they say, oh, what do?
I tell them straight out. Either they handle it or they don't.
Okay. But you like it. What do you like about it?
The thing I love the most about it is you know, like you were talking about before, is being outside. You're outside all the time.
Yeah.
You love it. I get to work with dogs. I love animals.
But I'm going to tell you something, Joel, and I don't want to disparage what you do or, you know, make you unhappy with what you do, but there are jobs that you can be outdoors and not pick up poop.
Yes. Yes, there are. Yes. Yes, my approach to the job was very inventive, that's for sure, but it's taken off like crazy. It's really doing
well.
So
you have, like, your own business?
Yes.
Joel, how many hours a day do you do this?
Let's see, it's 6 days a week and probably about 6 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of poop.
That's
a lot of damn poop.
That's poop. That's way too much poop. Now, but let me ask you this question. What areas do you do it in? Like, for example, Beverly Hills, and then the hot housewife comes out, you know, and the whole, hey.
Now, the hot housewife is not ever making a move on the dog feces guy, Kevin. Maybe the pool boy, but
hey,
not the pooper scooper.
I'm asking him, if you don't mind. You don't have the job. Joel?
Yes.
They come on to you?
I've had that in the past. You bet.
I don't even believe
Joel
now.
I don't believe either. All right. Well, I asked the question. I don't believe him. All right. Thank you, Joel.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, I clearly do it. And I love your radio show. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
Appreciate picking up that poop. By the way, that's when I decided I knew I wanted to be in radios, when I was doing landscaping, which I love, being outdoors. But then I was listening to a radio station. I thought, those guys are just screwing around.
That's what I need
to
be doing.
I'm working, and those guys are screwing around. That's for me.
Now, look, I'm going to say, in reference to our last caller there, I give him all the credit in the world for identifying a need and being the guy to fill that need. And he probably does make a real good living at it. And he probably does have some flexibility in terms of taking a break for lunch whenever he wants or scheduling other appointments that he wants to do during the day. He can do that. I mean, there are a lot of advantages to it. The downside, of course, is you're dealing with so much goddamn poop.
In the negative column, there's always just one word. It's poop.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's bad. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We have some unbelievable jobs on hold and people who enjoy them. And I don't know how, but we'll talk to them when we get
1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number here at K-Rock. We got started on this topic because of a K-Rock listener who has a job every day going to a hair salon and picking lice out of kids' heads. And that's not the worst part. The worst part is she loves it. That's the part we can't get our heads around. So we're talking about jobs that other people think are bad, yet you seem to like them. Where do you want to start? We got some tremendous calls.
We've all had the job where we think, okay, this is going to last me only until I can find another job.
Of course.
Sure. I'm going to look the entire time I'm doing it. Let's talk to Kim in Los Angeles. This is maybe something you don't think of very often. Kim, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Kim?
Kim, tell us about that job. People can't believe you like it, but you do. What is it?
Well, basically, pressure washing.
Tim, can you speak up a little bit for us, dude?
We have Shaq on the phone.
Yeah, no kidding. Speak up, dude.
Just pressure washing the road.
What?
Pressure washing.
Pressure washing the road.
Okay.
After what?
After car accident.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye now.
Oh, after car accident. Oh, so he's the guy that goes and, like, gets the road clean after my guts are all over it after I've been in an accident. That's what he was trying to say, but did it poorly.
Yeah, we weren't going to get much there.
Was his jaw wired shut, do you think?
I don't know, something was going on.
All right, let's talk to Michael.
It's good that he doesn't have a job where he has to deal with live people. I think he may have found the right thing for him.
Let's talk to Michael in East L.A. He's got the job Bean can't figure out anyone having, but seems to be kind of a prestigious kind of job. Michael, hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Now, you're a dead...
How you doing, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
I'm Michael.
Wow, came to life, didn't it? Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Okay, you're a dental assistant.
Yes, I am. Certified
dental assistant
and x-ray technician, man. I've been doing this for 8 years now, and I love my job, dude.
Aren't the inside of people's mouths...
On certain days, hey, man. Even though on certain days, dude, you walk into your job, and, you know, you don't expect nothing. But, I mean, you get this really pretty girl that walks into your office and stuff, and... All of a sudden, you know, she opens her mouth, and, I mean, her teeth are, like, so nasty. I mean, it looks like they're throwing gang signs at you, bro.
Well, how's
that? Why do you love that?
Why is that good?
Because I help them. I mean, I make their mouth better. I mean, it smells better after they leave my office. I clean their teeth. I tell them what they need. And,
right.
You know, once they get their mouth fixed, it's like, okay, you know, you leave with a nice
But
mouth.
It doesn't kind of gross you out to see what's going on in people's mouths?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, you know, I
get surprises every day, dude. Every day.
Yeah, I mean, but Michael, here's the thing. I think maybe I'm saying the same thing Kevin is. But if I walk down the street today and look at the first 10 people I meet, I don't want to put my hands in any of their mouths, and you could. I mean, that could be your job today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of awesome, dude, because, you know, people that, you mean, have like bad teeth and stuff like that, I mean, have like really bad breath and everything,
right.
I help them out, dude. You know, I you know,
I can understand the helping them part.
I clean their teeth, dude, like there's no tomorrow, you know.
Wow,
I clean them like a mother effer.
I clean like the wind. All right, Michael, let me ask you one last question, and that is old people.
Yes.
Dude.
They've had dental problems for years, amongst days. Do you have an assistant or somebody you can go, okay, you get this one?
yeah, man. I mean, I have a whole bunch of, I mean, a whole bunch of people that can help me out there. I mean, you know, there's the girls in the front that can help me out.
I mean,
have my supervisor or whatever, but, you know, with old people, usually we just pull their teeth, dude, and slap dentures on them,
Slap dentures on them, as it says in the brochure.
I love Michael.
Yeah,
all right, Michael, thank you for the call, dude. We really appreciate it.
Did somebody order Mexican?
All right, exactly. Let's talk to Adriana, who's down in Calabasas. And this is, again, we're getting into an area of there's no way that Adriana really likes this job, but let's find out.
I love it.
Adriana?
What do you do?
Hi, guys, and Lisa May. Ding.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi.
What do you do?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but there's multiple things for this job. It's at the Sophie Los Angeles Pet Memorial.
Pet Cemetery?
Yep.
Okay.
So you name it, we do it.
What do you do specifically?
Well, it depends. Sometimes you're on call any hour. You can get a call to go pick up a dead dog from residents.
Oh, that's got to blow.
Residents. It's not city. It's not picking up dead dogs off the street.
Right.
Or it could be any animal, by the way. Like pigs. I've had pigs. I've had snakes.
Okay, but
for the most part, it's dogs and cats.
And they're all dead.
Of course.
And you like that.
Some are mauled. Some are dead.
And you like that job.
It's okay. I mean, you know, the stench isn't good.
Well, yeah. Adriana, so are you guys one of those places, because I lost a couple of sheep and put them in my car and took them down and got them cremated, for instance. Is that the kind of place you have where you would actually do the cremation and then give it back in an urn or something?
Yeah, you have that job too. You cremate one at a time, of course. Sometimes you're out on the field digging graves.
You actually dig graves?
Well, for the most part, they get the men to do it, but you know.
Partay.
I've done it.
What's better than digging a grave, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Adriana, what is it you like about the job?
I think first and foremost, the cemetery is really beautiful. I love it. It's very nature-like, and it's in Calabasas. It's gorgeous. It's nice. Okay, and then when you're on call, it's cool because you get paid like $50. I don't know if I should say that every pickup, which isn't much, but I mean, it's still something.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you're, you know, not
working. She loves animals.
Yeah, but they're all
only
dead
ones, though.
They're all dead.
You have to be there for the people in mourning, you know?
Don't get us wrong. We're glad that there are people out there like you that do this.
Sure.
Because I don't want to do it, for God's sake.
Sure. But, I mean, when you go to somebody's house to pick up their, you know, to pick up Fluffy or whatever, I mean, aren't they just devastated? Isn't that just really, like, kind of sad and uncomfortable
and
not fun?
Yes, it's true. And you know what's sad? It's kind of like a doctor. You kind of lose that sensitivity in a way. I mean, it'll always be there. You have compassion. You feel bad. But after a while, you can kind of joke about it and laugh about it later.
Laugh in their faces, that kind of thing.
Right. Just make them cry in their worst hour. Right.
Remember when Lightning's parents put his dog down and we called him No Dog for all that time?
That's and they didn't tell him. They put the family dog down, didn't even tell him it was happening. Adriana is, she's crazy, but God bless her. All right, we don't have much time. Can we squeeze in Vic, I hope? Or what else you want to do here?
I'm going to read some of the other ones. Street Sweeper, not so bad. That doesn't seem so bad. Fumigator.
It would have seemed bad compared to except for the ones we've had since.
Fumigator doesn't sound so good. Transport and Hospital cleans up after old people. Anything where you have to clean up after old people is bad.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Adult Caregiver has to wipe up after old people. Bad. Hazmat Crew, love the job. But Vic, I think wins.
Feeling you.
Vic, the doc star. Good morning.
That, Vic.
Hey.
Hey there. What do you do for a living?
I was a pump truck driver for a while for the portable toilets.
You would go around and clean up porta potties.
Yep, I had a route 4 days a week. I had weekends off, and they paid well, and they had brand new trucks. Awesome job.
Okay, but you still cleaned porta potties, though.
Yeah, you still got to get in there and suck them out and wipe them down and drive off.
Most people won't use a porta potty. They won't even go in to pee in it.
They're so disgusting. Right.
And you get to read, too, all the graffiti. You get to catch up on...
Oh, nothing like that good reading in a porta potty of graffiti. Those guys really have good stuff to say.
You figure out race relations.
Isn't there just a ton of crap, though? I mean, everybody's job has a ton of crap, but your job really had a ton of crap.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Well, no kidding. How long did you do that job?
I did it for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Wow. And why'd you get out of it, Vic?
Well, I figured I'd move to the top of the food chain and start to deliver naked juice. So I went from the bottom to the top.
Oh, he's got a whole chunk worked up here.
Ew. Don't say that.
And you liked it. You did that job, and you liked it.
I loved it, yeah. I bought a house because of that job, and it was awesome.
Well, don't get us wrong. I get the money thing.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah.
Here's the part I'm having. Here's the problem I'm having with the job. The porta potty part of it.
Other than that,
great. Get time off? Fantastic. Get paid? Fantastic. What about
nice
the porta
new truck?
Potties?
Love it.
Oh, man. Well, again, I guess somebody has to do it. I'm glad there's somebody out there doing it.
Sure.
Because
there's whole groups of people doing it. It's, there's a whole class of people that love it.
I figured they just, brought in napalm and just took them out and built new ones.
Yeah, just use them once.
Wow.
All right, Vic, thank you for your service to your country, man.
All right,
bye now.
Bye.
I don't know, is that a good opening line for a chick?
No.
Hey, clean porta potties. You want to go out?
And now, a moment with Bean.
Hey, you like the Weezer? I got the new Weezer for you.
That was A Moment with Bean.
That's how Bean buys all the CDs out of a van in a parking lot.
Sure. It's 8:42 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KRQ. By the way, quick reminder, Santa Anita Derby Day Microbrew is happening this Saturday. Gates open at 10 o'clock. First race is at 12 noon. Lisa May, you're going to be there?
You bet I'll be there. We're going to play...
Pounding some brews?
We're going to play beer pong.
Beer pong.
We're bringing beer a ping pong table. We're going to play beer pong. Fantastic. It sounds really fun.
I did not know that. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, it's only $5 to get in. As you know, 20 California breweries in the infield at Santa Anita Park. K-Rock is down there a few times a year. It's always a fantastic Saturday. This particular Saturday is going to be great. Not only do you get the beer pong, and it's strip beer pong if you're playing with Lisa May, by the way.
Sure.
But Lightning is going to be there. And, of course, he's magic on the mic. Lisa will be there. Psycho Mike, you'll be there.
Ooh.
Dave, the King of Mexico, K-Rock's Cat Corbett, DJ Omar on the ones and twos, and I'm very excited to announce that Greenbrier Lane, who we've had play a couple of Kevin and Bean events, they are terrific. You've heard them on the Kevin and Bean Christmas CDs, too. They are going to be performing a live free concert there. Free Derby Day t-shirt while they last. All the details at SantaAnita.com. Again, gates open at 10, first race at 12 o'clock. If you love the horses, you love the beer, and you love Lisa's ass, you want to definitely go to SantaAnita.com and make plans to join us on Saturday.
Lisa, would you say how would you describe the day? Is it fun?
Wicked cool, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520. Afro is the phone number, 24 hours a day. I'm not positive when these calls came in, but right. I have my suspicion.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Just shut her up. She is still yamming. So fine. It's always
something! Every single day on tech, literally, we're just like, we're in time. Ah, shut up! All right, there are some people who suggested their heads would explode if Rosario Dawson continued on our show yesterday. I found her fascinating. I love her more now than I did before.
She's got energy.
I found her fascinating,
too. She does
too.
Have energy.
I was just a little worn out, and I wasn't speaking.
It is funny what you said, that you were planning on asking her if Quentin Tarantino exhausted her, because that's how he is, yet she probably exhausts him.
Yeah, that was that was something. We were talking to you about our former intern, Nicole. She's doing a 60-mile walk for a breast cancer charity.
Yes.
And we set up a thing where if you, you know, sponsored her, she would send you a picture of herself.
Where are my boobs? I donated. And I'm sitting here waiting in front of my computer. No picture of intern Nicole. Got my lotion, my pants around my ankle.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here waiting.
All right.
People at work are starting to look at me funny.
I understand there has been an overwhelming response. Who knew guys would make a donation for a chance to see boobs? Who knew that would work?
Yeah, shocking.
But apparently she is a little backed up and is getting out those photos to everybody who does donate. So we have those details at KROQ.com.
My wife sent in some midgets for my birthday.
Yes, she did.
And we took a picture of it, and that's what this is about.
So I'm watching the Kevin Bean site sound page. And I come across Kevin's little presents. I got one question for you, Kevin. Girl midget, did you hit that? Huh? Did you hit that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Squishy midget love. All right.
She's pretty hot, by the way.
She was really cute.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think, Kevin, you'd do her a favor.
Probably, yeah, but maybe more the dude than her. I don't know. I couldn't figure out who was cuter. I have no idea.
So I'm watching the Kevin Bean sight sound.
I was afraid of that. I looked up and the rest of our afros are gone.
Oh,
go you.
What?
You have to find the last one because it's the best.
Isn't Dewan from Los Angeles, California calling us?
Yes.
I want to hear that.
And it's the best one ever. Oh, this is such a bad mistake.
Does Omar have it? Can he play it for us?
I don't know. Hey, Omar, do you have the Dewan call? Because we have to get that on the air. You know, how do you choose what to call about? Right?
Yeah, right.
How do you choose?
Could be anything.
Has to be something maybe that you're interested in. Sometimes a Drew Barrymore movie is coming out, and so
sure.
He calls. He called for April Fool's.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is makes perfect sense. I think we'll all understand exactly why Dewan called and exactly what he had to say. Here you go.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. Let me sing that song from the Soul Train theme. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da.
God, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
What would cause that? You think he was just watching that on a repeat or something?
And just thought, hey, what a cool theme song?
I'm going to call Kevin to sing the theme from Soul Train. That's what I'm going to do today.
God bless Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
That's why we love him. 847, the Ralph Showbiz beat is... This is the Kevin and... Seriously, I mean seriously though.
Oh, come on, Mike. Oh. At some point, you got to get over that.
Oh, there's just so much.
Can we vote
Kevin
on this?
Kevin keeps getting surprised by it every time.
Oh, too.
At the end of that song, Kevin's like, "So, wow, what noise just came from the back of the room?"
Don't you think at some point he's going to let it go?
No,
no, I don't. I don't think he's ever going to let it go.
I expect it now.
Hey, Mike, this is Jared. Stop with the noise. You're freaking me out.
Oh, even when he talks, he's dreamy.
8:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ. By the way, this just in. Solution to insomnia. Apparently, Charles, the security guy in the booth, has the answer on how Kevin can start sleeping better because he's had a lot of problems sleeping lately.
Yes. I don't think
this is going
to
want to hear what it is.
I don't think we need to do this on the air.
And you're going to want Kevin to take it on the air, as we all do.
Yeah, so we can find out if it works.
It,
You like it like that, don't you?
I don't think we need to do that.
All right, so between 9 and 9.30, apparently this is this a home remedy that Charles is hanging
much.
On to?
Very okay. homemade.
As home as
this
you can get.
This remedy is as homemade.
Organic.
All natural.
Yeah.
Non-addictive.
I don't like the sound of where
although
that's
although I was addicted to it as a child.
I'll tell you that much. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Chris Rock has a 13-year-old son, if you believe Callie Boyer.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
She's a 35-year-old girl who said she ran into Rock back in the 90s when he was a stand-up and she was in college. And one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, guess not everybody hates Chris. Anyway, she broke the story this week because she said that her son, who's now 13 years old, has a seizure disorder. And the doctors need, first and foremost, a full medical history from the father, who she claims is Chris Rock. And also, she's having a hard time dealing with the medical bills. And she said, I'm not asking for money for myself, nor am I suing him for $1 million. I'm just seeking a DNA test to establish paternity, medical coverage, and child support.
Is that why she's kind of being treated as if it's true? Because she doesn't seem to be going after...
She doesn't seem to be a gold digger.
The dough?
Yeah, seems like her son is genuinely ill and she really needs some help. Apparently... She's been turned away by Chris Rock's attorneys for some time, but the story comes out today in the New York Daily News that Chris Rock is willing to take a DNA test to determine whether he's the boy's father or not. So it's all be settled very, very soon.
Ralph, did you ever see POB's interview with Chris Rock on The Insider last night?
No, I didn't.
Last year, we brought you the anorexic twins. Now, 1 year later, how much do they weigh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
That's
have any
not it.
Chris Rock.
No.
That's every interview he does.
That's right. That's what I meant to say.
Chris, what do you think of the anorexic twins? Look like they've gained weight, don't you think? They look so much healthier. Lara?
What about the world's fattest man? What's his comment
world's
on the paternity baby?
Hey, the world's skinniest twins.
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. Apparently, that relationship is finally over.
Mm. I thought the final answer was he got $1 million.
Star Magazine says, forget about that $1 million quote you heard, Kevin. How about $13 million?
That's bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
They also claim to have inside information on the last meeting of the two, where Britney reportedly asked Kevin if he was sure this is what he wanted. Kevin reportedly responded, hell yeah, bitch! Also, she told him, after it was all over, this was the biggest mistake of her life. But thank you for my babies. And then the two shared a smoke.
Nice.
Nothing celebrates a special moment like a nice...
Hit of nicotine. Nice.
Nice smoky cigarette. I'm going to have one right now. Britney will allegedly fork over $500,000 for each year of marriage. Not the quarter mil, the prenup specified. Kevin will also get half the proceeds for the sale of their Malibu mansion. And get $25,000 a month in child support for Sean and Hayden when he has custody of them 4 days a week.
That's bullshit.
I'm sorry. He has them 4 days a week. She has them 3 days a week?
As it stands right now, yes.
And she has to pay him $25,000 a month?
$25,000 a month in child support.
For those 4 days a week. Okay.
Kevin gets to keep all gifts from their marriage. I guess that would include his record career.
Yeah.
And according to, once again, Star Magazine, he has signed papers forbidding him from writing a tell-all book about his marriage to the pop princess.
That's what the money's
yeah,
for.
Like there's
payoff.
Any danger he could write a book. He can't read a book, let alone write a book. So now we know.
Wow. Yeah.
Believe it or not. Sex videotape, celebrities.
Yes.
Got my attention.
Yes.
PerezHilton.com says that MTV reality star Lauren Conrad has a sex tape.
Ooh.
With her former boyfriend Jason Waller. And he also claims it's about to hit the internet for a price. A source claims that Waller has been arrested 3 times over the past year, is trying to sell the tape before he goes to jail.
Excellent.
Trying to make himself a little extra cashish. So.
I have a clip from the movie if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to.
Oh, F me.
That's a short clip.
That's all I got.
That's a teaser trailer.
Let's head over just a tiny bit.
Tonight on the TV, you want to check out Jay Leno over there on NBC. Ordinarily, I would never recommend you do that,
right.
But the Sick Puppies are his musical guests tonight.
Are his musical guests usually last?
Yeah, so just tune in way late.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel, a show I can recommend, has Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez on.
Ooh, hope they don't cancel.
Apparently, yeah. Robert will talk to some people.
I see. And Quentin will talk to some people.
Some people, yeah. Just not to us. Quentin canceled. Now Robert Rodriguez apparently is also canceled.
What's up with that, by the way? We couldn't be bigger fans of both of those guys. We couldn't be more excited about this movie.
I'm excited about half of it.
Oh. Now we can be honest.
Now I can be honest. Ow. Now that they won't talk to us.
Although.
I'll tell you which half I'm excited about tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Because that's the, isn't it? Tomorrow Friday?
Please. It is.
Yes. God, let it be.
It is. Yes.
And that's
it
when
is.
We do the movie beat. So yeah. I'll be talking about Grindhouse tomorrow. It's a double feature, and one is very entertaining. And the other one, not so much. Today's celebrity birthday is Mitch Pileggi. You know him as FBI Director Walter Skinner from The X-Files all those years, and apparently he's also over there on Stargate. He is 56 years old today. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam turns 42. And Pharrell Williams, rapper, producer, idol of lightning.
Sure. He doesn't know anything that he does except for he has money.
Yep.
BBC.
He's a Neptune.
Billionaire Boys Club. That's his club line. It's got billionaire in the title. I love him.
No, I know he's a Neptune. I'm saying Lightning doesn't, but appreciates the fact that he's rich.
Lightning does know that they call him Skateboard P because he's brought skateboarding to the young African-American community, and Lightning's very excited about that.
How do they make the swimming movie, the black swimming movie, before the black skateboard movie?
I know. Wheels.
It's on the
coming soon. Ice cubes in wheels.
That would be good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Why can't I work with people who like the opposite sex? How come I can't work with those people? Where are the people?
What are you talking
where
about?
Where are people who can understand the magic in this topic?
What are you talking about?
Pearls never... before swine, my friend.
What is that?
Everyone here loves the opposite sex, except for Psycho Mike. The rest of us, though, are so hetero, it's not even funny. Listen, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock. The reason Kevin is complaining is because he has a bad, bad idea that he's trying to put on. He's trying to infect our show with his bad, bad idea.
I'm going to let the listeners
decide. We're trying
decide
to stop him.
Whether it's a bad idea or not. I was listening to Loveline the other night, and I heard a phone call, and I thought it would make a fantastic topic. Not just a good topic, but a great topic. And I'm meeting with nothing but resistance from these communists.
I'm sure it was an interesting phone call on Loveline. It doesn't mean it translates to the morning hours to our show and to our listeners and their experiences.
By the way, bringing back communists. I think that's good. I love that. I missed that. Here's the call with a few judicious beeps from Loveline the other night. And you tell me whether this is the best damn topic ever.
I have an issue with giving I feel like I can only have an orgasm doing that.
Okay. The only way she can orgasm is by giving oral sex to a guy. How's that not the best topic ever?
What, you want to talk to women who have this problem?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's a million of them out there.
Here's
what are you, fantasy boy?
Yes.
You just spontaneously have that.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long does that take you?
When he's starting to.
You're able to sort of at will do that, huh?
Yeah.
Come
talented
on.
Yeah. I just think it's weird that, you know, every other girl is like, I don't even get it.
It's unusual. It's unusual, yeah. But that's you. It's all right. It's not going to, doesn't mean anything's wrong or, you know, not going to cause you problems.
Nothing wrong. Are you kidding me? It's the best thing ever. She should get a medal.
Listen to how excited Stryker is, by the way. You can actually hear his tail getting erect.
Now, you guys are against this. You're poo-pooing
look,
this idea
we
because
went to Ralph.
Because let me just clarify.
All right.
You guys,
because there's nobody out there who has this experience. It's, she's just one
so
like
she's
freak.
Lying.
She's just, I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying that if it happens to her, it's something that's going on in her head. It's not like there's a line of women out there who share that experiences
and
that could come on in.
You know that how, Dr. Bean?
We went to Ralph, who knows about this stuff, and he told you you were high.
I'd like to one-up it and go to Dr. Drew. That's what I'd like to do.
Dr. Drew's on the phone?
Dr. Drew.
All how about right
that? Come fine on, dude.
It's so important for Kevin, I had to get up and get on the phone.
What?
I had no idea you were on the phone, Dr.
We have
Drew
like 700 other topics that we should talk to Dr. Drew on, but we don't. seriously, what is wrong with my showmates?
I don't understand quite what the topic is. Is it
the
to
topic is people?
No, no, it's how to render every woman with this talent. Or
no, Kevin,
to find the ones that are.
How do you find they should wear like a tattoo or something?
Yes! The only way I can have an orgasm is by giving oral sex.
We'll call them Kevin's girls or something.
Come on!
He thinks we'll get a bank of phone calls from women who say, yeah, I have that problem, too.
I must say, it's awfully rare. I mean, how many years have I been doing Loveline?
Okay, but awfully rare means maybe three or four.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Kevin, you can go out on a quest. I'm sure, you know, the grail is out there for you.
I'm just saying, I didn't know this existed.
This is just your dream, because this would be a woman who you wouldn't have to do
anything for. You could literally just not move a muscle.
It's the most self-centered sex life ever. Yes.
It's one-way sex.
Yes.
You're done, and then she's done. You don't have to lift a finger.
And that's bad?
Very revealing about Kevin.
And that's, wait a minute, and that's bad how?
I'm just saying, you just don't have to move. It's, you know, I've got a back problem, it's all right.
I'm just saying she's having a good time, too.
Yes, yes. No, I know. Listen, Stryker, Bean was absolutely right. Stryker's tail was wagging like I've never
seen. Kevin, does she normally not have a good time?
No. She has the best time ever. No, but I'm just saying, I didn't know that this even existed in one person. Dr. Drew, did you believe her?
No, I did. And I've heard of this kind of thing, and it's a talent. I make no mistake about it, particularly the way she was able to kind of time things.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, we've, from time to time, Dr. Drew, of course, we can't get into anywhere near the kind of conversation or detail that you do on Loveline because of the time.
Your show, it seems that you do.
Oh, we spell. We have to skirt it.
We have to skirt a lot. But I have heard, and I'm sure you've covered this on your show too, that there are women who are hypersensitive in certain situations to orgasms. Like aren't there some women who have an orgasm just by touching their boobs, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Another one called last night, by the way, who, when she has to go to the bathroom, has an orgasm.
Right. Thank you for listening.
Come on.
And the fact is that, you know, because women are so diverse genetically, they're all very, very different. And so no two are really quite alike. Men, you know, what makes us males are this tiny bit of chromosome called a Y chromosome. And unfortunately, it's been decaying over millions of years. And it's a very simple bit of genetic material, and it makes us all basically the same.
Right. Have you ever come across, Dr. Drew, a woman who can have an orgasm with her mind just by thinking?
Yeah, it happens.
Really?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, wouldn't it be awesome if you could actually have an orgasm just by thinking about it? So you're bored, you're in a meeting, whatever.
No, but see, now you just want that talent.
Yes!
If you want to know her, you just want to be able to do that.
Of course!
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, listen, I understand your fascination, and it is interesting, but we have been talking about it for several minutes now. Dave has been answering the phones, and so far that one other woman besides the one Dr. Drew talked to has not called in, is not there yet.
Dude, it's like the secret. You're putting out a bad vibe. You're not getting anything back. You know what I'm saying? You have to think positively, talk positively, act positively, and the world will respond to you in kind.
I see. I got you.
You're putting out enough positive for all of us.
Or something. Yeah.
I will tell you, Dr. Drew, since he first heard that call on your show a couple of weeks ago, we don't go by one single day without him coming in and screaming at us for not putting it on the air.
Well, I've been out of my mind. I'm like, how can you guys not be interested in that? Out of all the things you're interested in, we have to talk about the girl who can orgasm by giving oral sex to a guy. That's not interesting. Let's not talk about that.
It's great on Dr. Drew's show. It's not like we got a line of women standing by to talk about it. You know?
I will bring in the emails tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And we will line them up. Dr. Drew, you're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you. Hey, Kevin, tomorrow, next time I get the call, I'll actually call you.
Please do.
I'll hook you up with her. That's all right.
I'd like a beeper of some kind and just some kind of a notice. All right, Dr. Drew.
Like a transplant.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Okay.
Bye now.
We can't get guests that work in our building.
I know.
That's who's canceling on us now. It's not just Hillary Swank and Robert Rodriguez and Gwen Tarantino. Now it's guys we work with.
We talked to Hillary Swank today, just not yesterday.
There he is.
There's Charles. All right.
Oh, here comes Charles. By the way, Kevin, we're gonna have trouble with What It Do Nephew today, 1-800-520-1067, because of all the calls from women who have the problem that you described, because there's so many of those stacking up that we can't get any other calls.
I'm just saying I don't want to take for granted that they're not out there until we do a search.
But now you can admit that you were wrong and they're not out there and we were right to not put it on the air.
See, that's why it isn't a topic, really, because there's nothing to talk about because no one would call.
Let's just wait.
Because those people don't exist.
Let's give it 24 hours.
We've already waited and seen. It's been a half an hour.
We're doing 24-hour topics?
Yes. We always get follow-up emails or whatever.
But we have initial calls to support those emails.
You guys, you don't practice the secret.
Kevin, admit that you were wrong, that those women aren't out there and they aren't ready to call to talk about it.
I will never admit that. Now, I did talk about listening to Loveline a lot because for some reason, I can't figure it out, but I can't sleep.
I don't know
what the story is, but some people can fake it when they're tired. I really can't.
Right.
I barely have a grip on the English language when I'm not tired.
Yeah, you need as much sleep as you can get.
So when I am tired, things go poorly. So I was leaving yesterday. I was leaving the station. And Charles, who's our security guard here and rules the planet, he stops me and he says, you know what you need to do? Charles is in the studio with us. Charles, what was your suggestion?
I say, you ought to have a style to your walk. You look like you tied stuff like that. And then you told me that
I was dragging. I was dragging.
You told me you couldn't sleep and stuff with your back and all that stuff. I say, what you need is some nice warm milk. You know, some for to make you sleep at night.
Yeah, that's a remedy.
I haven't thought of warm milk really in years.
That's a classic.
Probably.
So what I did, I took a chance. I put on my damn helmet and my bulletproof vest to go in the ghetto to my cousin Lucy May for to get you some fresh squares breast milk.
We got fresh.
No, fresh milk.
We got warm. That right here.
We got some warm milk for
it's
you, Kevin.
It's in a baby bottle. I think I made some kind of a joke about breast milk, and Charles laughed, and I left.
Charles,
the remedy, the drink warm milk before you go to bed, can just be regular milk, you know, 2% or something out of your fridge. It doesn't have to be breast milk.
Yeah,
you just warm
that,
it up.
That hot breast milk is better for it. Make you say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Okay. Have you ever heard the phrase, sleep like a baby?
Sure.
That's right.
That's why babies sleep so well.
I'd like to find out.
Hot breast milk, fresh squoze.
And the warm milk remind you when your mom was breastfeeding and everything, you felt comfortable. And you got to remember, you was comfortable and warm in your mother's womb, too. That's where it originated from.
I would like to ask how
lucky Charles didn't bring you in a womb. That's all I can say. If he brought you a womb, you would have been
back. Lucy May is lucky that Charles didn't go over there and intend to bring it in a womb.
How did you break that to her?
Well, I told her.
How did that conversation go?
She listened to you all the time on the radio.
Right.
And she said, I have a remedy. And she said, just come down here about 5:30 tomorrow morning and we'll take care of everything.
She said, if it's for Kevin, I'm willing to squeeze one off.
I'm willing to do anything for Kevin. And she said that, now I had another. Now, this breast milk right here is good. Because
you've tried it?
Well, yeah, I tried it in a couple. But my other cousin had a baby not so long ago too, and she had a crack baby. So I mean, you don't want it.
That'll keep you up at night, right there.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Charles, I'm a little uncomfortable with drinking milk from your cousin.
Well, it's good milk. Hey, man, you don't talk about my cousin like that.
No, I'm saying I'm sure your cousin's fine.
What's wrong with Lucy May's milk? That's my cousin.
Black woman's milk.
No,
you can't drink, Kevin. Is that what I'm saying?
Isn't your cousin's milk basically for her babies?
For her baby, and she called you her baby, too, because I think she have eyes for you. Now, you could have been lucky, sucker, if you would have got this milk on a Saturday. She would have had brown milk for you then.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but
I don't
even understand it, and I don't want to ask.
Charles, are you sure that you're not just...
Chocolate milk.
Are you sure you're just not confused, Charles, because it's so much fun to go in there and get the milk yourself. Maybe that's the warm, fuzzy memory that
you have.
It's not the milk itself. This
is fresh from the nipple of my cousin.
Right from the tap, right.
Yeah. This is really fresh. I put it in the refrigerator and everything, and it's really good, man, you know. And,
okay, Charles, how do you know it's good?
Well, I took a little sip of it. This morning, I fell asleep with Gorshak.
I think Kevin needs to take some of this medicine away.
This is good stuff, man.
That has a bottle and a nipple.
Yes,
how else are you going to drink
it's a sterile nipple. Just suck it, that's
take
all.
Take the nipple off if it ain't going to work.
Just suck it like you suck the real thing, you know what I mean?
Easy, Charles.
You know, I will say this.
Not flesh.
I will say this, Charles. You may be doing us a real service because not only has Kevin had trouble sleeping, but Ralph will agree with me here. I think he's been a little colicky lately, too.
Really?
I think so.
I hate to have to throw him over my shoulder and pound his back until he belches.
This stuff's also good for impotent, too.
Hey, how dare you? Charles.
You don't need a Viagra, baby.
It bothers me that you have your cousin's milk. It bothers me that you've tried it.
Yes.
It bothers me that you want me to try it.
I want you to try it, man. I felt sorry for you yesterday.
Don't be a puss.
This is the perfect solution.
I felt sorry, man.
Drink the milk.
Take some milk.
Drink the milk.
Come on.
Take some milk.
Come on.
Take some milk. Now take some milk. Now take some milk.
People looking through the window.
That's good, man.
Look, you already
he's going for it.
You took a sip of it?
Yeah.
You might not wake up tomorrow morning.
How is that? Is that good stuff?
Yeah, yeah, good stuff.
So
man.
If I don't come in tomorrow, I'm all right?
You're sleeping
like a baby.
Blame it. Ain't that good?
Well, let's not get him hooked
on
it.
By the way.
Hey, man.
Are you sure this isn't the crack one?
No, that's not the crack one. Good. I didn't bring the crack one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Lucy May is going to be so happy she got a good review on her milk. You're a good chef, Lucy May.
Lucy May, you're a good chef. Charles, you're a very troubling security guard.
It's good for you.
And I love you. Thank you, man.
Hey, we all love you, too.
Bye now. Time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Just for getting on the air, we're going to give you a prize. Well, here it is, Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd at the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. It's Championship Off-Road Racing. That's right, COR Racing, which is championshipoffroadracing.com for more information. And let's go to Alex first. Apparently, get set, Gene Simmons. Apparently, Alex has conditioner in her hair and needs to talk to us really fast. So.
Waiting is going off. Sorry.
Alex, what's going on?
I'm a lactation specialist, and I just wanted to let you know that sharing breast milk is like sharing needles.
Well, great. What are you talking about? What's wrong with little breast milk?
Well, you know, it can carry hepatitis, herpes, AIDS. You really need to know the sexual history of the lactating woman.
And you're calling us now.
I tried calling you before you
got out of it. My God. Alex, you don't understand that if Kevin was going to catch any of those things, he would have gotten them years ago. Listeners send him pills that are unmarked and send them to him in an envelope and he takes them. He'll put anything in his mouth. He's fine.
I do have a system of steel. That's true.
He does. If someone has a syringe, he'll just take it and plunge it in his arm for no reason.
Alex,
did you have ounces?
Yeah.
He had a couple. I mean, you swigged it a little bit, didn't you, Kevin?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had
you
enough.
Took more than just a little tiny sip. I mean, you actually had a big mouthful, right?
It was quite good, actually.
I'm sure it was delicious. Hey, Alex, let me ask you one question, then we're going to let you go and rinse. But I've heard that a woman can pass, you know, AIDS down to her kid or something, but no one has ever gotten AIDS from drinking somebody else's breast milk, right? That just doesn't happen.
Highly recommend, because they truly don't know the answer completely, but they do consider it like sharing needles. The same with the pumping equipment.
You know why they don't, Bean? Because no one drinks it, that's why.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a big concern, is it?
Kevin did stuff the baby bottle in his butt. Is that a bad idea?
Okay.
That's something Ralph would do.
Is
that,
yes,
unsafe,
it is.
Is that unsafe,
yes,
sex?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Go
unsafe
rinse.
Unsafe drinking?
Okay. Rinse and repeat. Thank you for calling.
Speaking of rinsing, Lisa May.
Let's go to Ken, who is calling from Torrance. Good morning, Ken.
Ken.
What a do, nephew.
What a do.
Ken. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Ken.
How you guys doing?
Ken. We are good. Ken. You're calling to say what?
Ken.
Oh, wasn't it good, Kevin?
Wasn't it good? Yeah, it was pretty good.
Ken.
Yeah, I know. I've had it for my wife. It's actually quite tasty. I describe it as, well, like cantaloupe-like or really sweet.
Why do you drink your wife's breast milk?
I get it straight from the tap.
Well, I know, but aren't you fighting a kid for it at that point?
Well, she's got two of them.
Usually they're asleep.
God, wow, Ken. You're a little creepy, Ken.
I gotta be honest.
You are.
They're asleep. I drink booby milk.
She doesn't even know.
Let me ask Ralph, because he's our former sex you advisor on the Kevin and Bean Show. Isn't there a whole category of people who are really turned on by lactation? Magazines, movies, the whole deal?
Absolutely.
Popular, right?
It's a big paraphilia, yes. I don't count myself among that group, however. But if I sleep well, I'm going to.
Yep.
Let's go to Chris in Irvine. Chris, you have to be very careful how you tell us this, but the topic we were talking about a half hour ago with Dr. Drew, which is only being able to have an orgasm by giving oral sex.
Correct.
That's you.
That's me.
Okay. I'll take your apology now, Pete. Ralph,
you're the
Lisa,
one?
Are you the one that called?
All of you, I'll take your
Did
apology
Did you call Loveline?
I'm sorry?
Did you call Loveline? Were you the one on the show?
No, I didn't, but I was listening to it. And I was laughing. I'm like, whoa, I'm not the only one.
There you go.
It's the only way you can achieve an orgasm.
Only way. It's the pleasure of giving pleasure.
That's the best. I will accept all of your apologies
bitch. We'll tell you that I am very surprised that you went to the lengths to pay somebody to call in and pretend to be your caller.
All right, Alex, sad. You can hang up now.
That's just sad, people.
So... again, we're restricted by the thing, you know, by the FCC regulations. We can't talk about it as freely as they do on Loveline, but you can't even give yourself an orgasm, just you by yourself.
No, not unless there's oral effects involved.
Yeah. Who's the best girl in the world?
Well, it's Chris. Chris is the best girl in the world.
Ralph, your apology, please.
Whatever with apologies. Do you have a boyfriend, husband? What's your status?
Chris has a boyfriend, but I have a question. Chris, has a boy ever broken up with you? I bet not.
No, it turns out probably not.
I didn't think so.
She's got to change towns, addresses,
yeah.
Phone numbers.
No, and the boyfriend really likes to be woken up at 3:00 in the morning.
I'm sure he does.
I bet.
And you do the right thing.
And you do you always orgasm when you give pleasure like that?
Yes.
What if he always. Doesn't? Does that ever happen?
And even, well, how do I say this?
Yeah, carefully.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, in technical terms, I also have female ejaculation.
All right, we don't really need those kind of details, but thank you.
Yeah, but that's, but see, but only no, by I giving.
Mean, yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's your one call, Kevin.
That's
there's
all I needed. How right, do you guys good. Need more than that?
I apologize, Bean? Kevin.
Apologize?
Yeah, I mean,
apologize.
I would have been more impressed had it happened a half an hour ago, but yeah.
Still.
Still,
it's
impressive.
For you.
You wanted 24 hours. You wanted us to give you 24 hours leeway.
We got within an hour. That's pretty impressive, I think.
I was trying to get in.
See?
I bet.
That's what she said.
I'll apologize. I'll add my apology to Ralph's. I'm very surprised, Chris, that you exist and that you called in. Thank you for that.
King of Mexico would like to ask again, do you have a current boyfriend? Because he would like to be your boyfriend.
No, actually, I'm in between boyfriends as we talk.
Oh. See,
put her on hold. Hook her up a date.
Put her on hold.
Hook her up a date.
We need to hire her to do news.
That's a great idea.
Chris, do you want a job?
Oh, sorry. I put her on hold.
Put her back on. Chris, yeah. Do you have a job?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Would you like to work at K-Rock?
I would love to.
Have you ever done the news?
I actually used to be a reporter.
I
did an internship with the Register for a long time, too.
How about traffic? Can you do traffic?
Yeah, I can do that, too.
Oh, even better.
It's fine with me. She's talented.
How about Bean or Ralph or my job? You can have any of them. You deserve it.
Yeah, you choose. All right, Chris, you're the world's most perfect woman. We need photos. We need a MySpace page. We need it all, baby.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Right. I'm not kidding. We got to hire her.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in.
For no other reason, I can think of a job she could do around here. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess everybody does love Dick.
One that Doc currently has, is what you're
North
saying.
Northern?
Mary in Torrance. Good morning.
How dare you go to another call? How dare you besmirch the memory of Chris?
Oh, all of a sudden, that's the most important call we've ever taken. And you guys
all of a sudden, I'm saying we've peaked. We're never going to get any better than that.
You guys fought me for 2 weeks on that topic.
Yeah, well, see, that's why you're the best, Kevin.
Guys, yeah.
That's why you're the best, and we're best.
That's why you've got your finger on the pulse of everyone.
You are broadcaster par excellence.
Come on.
I want to thank our very special guests on the Kevin and Bean Show, most of whom I've already forgotten now that we've talked to Chris. But I think double Oscar winner Hilary Swank was on the show today promoting her new film, which opens up today, an odd Thursday release called The Reaping, if you want to check that out. Also, thanks to funny man Kevin Nealon for joining us. He's always terrific. The Brea Improv welcomes Kevin Nealon for two big shows tomorrow night at 8 and 10 and Saturday night 7 and 9. You can call 714-482-0700 to see Kevin Nealon on stage.
This weekend, we're very excited about having The Sopranos back, and we need you guys to catch us up on what exactly is going on with the story, because we're a little behind. I couldn't even tell you what's going on with The Sopranos.
No idea.
So we're going to need you to call in and help us out with that.
I think it's that guy who runs a trash service or some sort of trash compacting service in New Jersey. I think that's the show Kevin's talking about, The Sopranos.
No. He had some issue with ducks.
I know that much. Tony Soprano. I do know. I get that.
Mm. It's been a while since we've seen it, though. We may be a little rusty on the details.
Entourage is also back this weekend on HBO.
Great.
And we're going to talk to the assistant, Ari's assistant, Lloyd, who may be the best character on TV.
He's awesome.
He's fantastic.
By the way, the King of Mexico is talking to Chris right now off the air. How do you think that's going?
I wish I could bring it up.
So, do you like Mexicans?
Oh, I can't bring it up. Shoot.
How do you feel about the Clippers? That. Do you like the Clippers?
What are you doing this weekend?
I think it's the only way I could drive her away.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. It's sad, but true. Tomorrow we got Ken Gushy, who is the Formula Drift driver in Long Beach. We have Cal Penn, who's in the movie The Namesake. We have the Movie Beat. And we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Shalom!
And we have the fact that Lightning's fat is scaring his own kids. All tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a lot of show. Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Nine Inch Nails called The Beginning of the End. Also, she's got some killers for you. Be sure to call and win those tickets to see him next week. Foo Fighters, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Nirvana, Shins, and so much more right after this on K-Rock.